James isn't here, so we need someone to make the inappropriate comment at the wrong time.
All right, well, we're started. We're recording, so Akos, if you want
to... Welcome, everyone, to another Ragnarok actual play.
That was horrible. I'm sorry. Hey, everyone, welcome to another Ragnarok actual play.
I liked it, Alex.
Thank you.
I was moved.
Well, then you're going to...
anyway, as I was saying, welcome to another Ragnarok actual play. This will be the third game in my Eclipse Phase campaign, but this one's original. Not like that last game.
Those last two games.
Yes. Well, the last game, I was still correct.
It was one whole game.
It was really one whole story broken up.
In two pieces.
Those last two half games?
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
This one is titled, You Can't Go Home.
Oh.
Which you will all be learning about.
Sure.
The course of the game.
All right. I don't want to go home, though.
We have some new people with us. Well, we have one new person with us, Ed.
Hi, you may remember me from such things as this show.
I don't remember him.
James and Will are not here, so we're missing our nice guy.
Yeah. And our girl.
We realize that Will has taken the brunt of every attack that we've been in so far. Every combat, Will, well, the first time he exploded, and the second time he nearly got shot to death by a sniper bot.
Oh, yeah.
I believe the first time he got eaten and then blew his head off.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah, he was
then exploded.
Then exploded.
Well, it wasn't really eaten so much as disassembled at a cellular level.
And then used for other stuff. That's eaten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reprocessed.
He ate a bullet.
All right. This game begins a month after the events of the last game, which, to sum up, you guys, at the end of... You were on a scum barge, and you were sent by Firewall to track down someone who was selling weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
You found them. The weapon was released. Will died. But then he got better because you all resleeved on Mars because they traced back the source of the weapons to a Titan cache inside the Martian quarantine zone.
Right.
So you went there, dealt with the Nightshade, I believe, the criminal group that was trying to sell the weapons.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And you also got ambushed by a mysterious third party.
Again.
And then Will almost died.
And Will very nearly died.
He's good at that.
He is good at that. So I wonder which one of you is going to have to take up that burden.
Not
me. I vote for
in my mind,
when you say Will almost died, he didn't almost die in game. He was rolling the dice and they rolled down his throat and he almost choked to death.
We did have to perform CPR on Will, yes.
Oh, God. Oh.
Then when we Heimlich the die out of him, it came up. Well, it was both dies. It
rolled,
came up 99.
Epic
fail.
And then he died in game.
Critical. Not epic.
Epic failure.
Yeah, I hate that phrase. Shoot me.
That will come. So.
All right. I'm going to die.
This game begins about a month after the events of the previous game. Firewall has decided that because you, at least from their eyes, seem to work well together. not Ed and Derek as a new character, so you're excluded from this.
That's okay.
I don't like Chris that much.
Yes, but you managed to get the job done.
Which is what
Firewall counts on.
Right. Zora has more important things taken care of elsewhere.
Yes.
Like surprised Chris explosives. Normally makes such likable characters.
No, I was a little surprised myself.
I'm such a nice guy.
Firewall decided to, instead of having you all be individual agents, codify you into an official cell. So you are now a firewall cell that they send on assignments.
Oh, gosh.
And they have used this time to get you all to Luna. To Mitre.
Oh, crap. Luna.
Yes.
I have a bad experience on Luna.
Well, you're not on Luna.
Right.
You're on Mitre. It's a station orbiting Luna.
Mitre, is there Argonauts?
Yes.
Is it shaped like a giant hat?
No, it's actually pretty much a series of connected spherical units.
Wait. But more importantly, how was my vacation on Mars?
It was pretty pleasant.
That's nice.
You spent a lot of time on Elysium, bumping elbows with the Glitterati.
That's nice.
You seduced quite a few people.
People.
What?
People, not women.
The future.
Are you judging me?
He doesn't.
No, I'm not judging.
There's no guarantee that the person in the woman's body is a woman.
Right.
It's true.
Yo.
There you go. So, Firewall has gotten you accommodations on Mitre, and since it is an Argonaut station and everything tends to be very open, and you can pretty much pull up a camera of anything at any point, they have also managed to give you some privacy. They've finagled the cameras and are looping some feeds so that you can actually have privacy and talk about top secret things that could threaten all of transhumanity without being overheard.
Well, good.
So, Ryan, Meyer, and Chris, you've all arrived on Mitre. You've been here for about a day. When you get a message from your firewall proxy, the man in black, informing you that he has two local agents who are going to be joining you for this, Oh, you don't know exactly what the mission is yet.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Ed, you have been a firewall agent. Mm-hmm. You saw something, which you're going to have to figure out. You generally, people become firewall agents when they encounter horrible ex-threats.
Okay.
And have to deal with them. So whatever that was, you handled it and you survived, which is pretty much all the requirement they need for firewall.
Well, then they also, you know, take your brain out, put you in a simul space, and stress test you to death.
Well,
but
yeah.
But, yeah, there's that.
Now, why quibble?
It's almost like the laundry. Once you join, you don't really have a choice. You're in for life.
Or they kill you.
Yes. No, it's from novels.
Yeah,
never mind.
I know what he's speaking of.
Ed never read that series, so he wouldn't know.
Right. They're good.
He's not a Bob Howard fan.
He's trying to figure out how it has to do with the laundry.
Exactly.
It's like
the laundromat down the block.
You know,
once you go in, you're there for
once
life.
Once you put your clothes in, they can't get out because the door locks automatically.
Exactly.
But yeah, pretty much once you get to that point, either you're in the organization for life or they shoot you and erase all your backups that contain any memories of anything that you would have encountered that would have led you to that.
So you receive a message from Firewall. They have all the official code, so you know that it's true, telling you to make your way to Mitre. So that's what you've been doing, that you're going to be meeting a cell there and joining them for a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Derek,
yes,
same
sir.
Thing for you.
Okay.
You have received your message saying, make your way to Mitre. We're going to be, you know, basing you there in case we have any inner system things we need you to take care of. So, Mitre, like I said, is a series of connected circular habitats. It's all microgravity, though, so everyone's bumping around in zero-G.
Okay.
Firewall has managed to procure one of those circular habitats for you. It's small, but there's room for all of you to sleep. There's a small common.
We get our own orb?
Yes, you get your own orb.
I'm not very...
Well, you're not quite there yet, Dad. You're not there quite yet.
So I'm not unhappy yet.
No. I'm not that happy being there.
I have zero-G nausea.
Oh, nice.
I don't remember what happened on the lunar colony, but I don't want to be here.
Yeah. Well, you're not on Luna, so that's a little bit better.
You stare down at the moon.
You just have to stare at it all.
Something down there doesn't like me.
It's a reason I'm a firewall agent.
Yep. And so, like I said, you three receive a message that there are two agents incoming. They've been directed to your quarters. So about an hour after that is when Ed and Derek show up. So why don't we do character descriptions, starting with Ryan.
Okay, Lucas Guerra is sleeved in a Fury morph. He's in a woman's body. She's about 6 feet tall. She's blonde. She's got her hair pulled back into a ponytail. She's covered in piercings, and she's got two nanotat sleeves that continuously shift and rearrange. We'll say they're dragons, and they, you know, constantly float around on her arms.
Some of them shooting fire.
Yeah, they breathe fire.
Some of them
breathe ice. Occasionally, they fuck. You know, whatever's classy.
All right, Ed.
Doc Skelax is a very well coiffed, uplifted crow, fairly well dressed. But he's kind of got shifty eyes.
Is he a Neo-Avian?
Yes.
What morph is he in? Neo-Avian?
Yeah.
Okay, what do those look like again?
Neo-Avians, they come in three flavors. You have crows, parrots, and
ravens.
And they're much bigger than their normal size counterparts.
And you're a raven?
To accommodate for their big brain.
Okay.
So they're the size of a human child.
All right.
So pretty like 2.5-3 feet tall. Their wings are more like bat wings.
Right.
So to give them flexibility, and they have, you know, digits at the end that lets them manipulate.
They do have, I was reading, they do have opposable thumbs.
Yes.
So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
What do you.
They kind of.
How does a crow dress when it's nicely dressed?
They kind of look like Howard the Duck.
Crow?
Sort of.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Except not a duck.
Right.
And, yeah.
Howard the Crow.
Howard the Crow.
Skelax the Crow.
Yes.
Skelax the Crow.
So I mean, he's got on a double-breasted suit. You know, like a nice watch fob. And he's got little, like, those circle wireframes.
Oh, God. Now I'm picturing Chicken Lawyer from Futurama.
Oh.
It's a simple country chicken.
And that is what I am going to continue to picture.
What about Scrooge McDuck?
Yes. Scrooge McDuck.
That's true. He's kind of got his hair, like his head feathers, like, quaffed back and greased back.
Okay.
So that, you were always a bird? You're not like a person, right? You were just always a bird.
No, he's an uplift, so he was, right. He is a bird. He's a bird with the intelligence of a human.
Right.
Okay.
Meyer?
Hmm.
That's the thing, they are animals.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're intelligent, sentient.
All right, I'm just wrapping my head around that.
Yeah.
So, Gavin, is in a sylph morph. So, I mean, he's a good-looking man.
Very good-looking man.
He's a model good-looking. I'm going to say he's, like, Aryan-looking. He's blonde hair, blue eyes, tall. He's wearing some fashionable armored clothing.
I didn't realize that was funny.
It is.
Fashionable armor clothing?
Yeah.
Fashionable armor clothing.
It's all the rage this season.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I have armor clothing too, but it's not quite as fashionable.
That's quite fine. Well, yeah.
Well, you're not in the sophomore.
Yeah.
Certainly not.
And, he's pretty awesome.
Okay. Derek?
All right. Bringing in the second uplift of the game, in the new game, I am playing Dalton, who is a chimpanzee, who is dressed... The best equivalent would be Kevin Klein in Silverado. black Western hat, gray duster. It's basically you're looking at an Old West style chimpanzee.
Okay.
Chimpanzee. Chris. All right. Damien Armello is actually a little on the short and tubby side. He's got mutton chops, and he's wearing a duster. That's as much as I came up with.
All right, two guys in dusters. This isn't weird at all.
No.
All right, so Ryan,
my
Chris,
guy looks
and Meyer.
Like Eric with mutton chops.
you are in the hab and miter because that's where Firewall told you to be.
Right.
When the crow and the monkey walk in.
I love it.
Who brought the petting zoo?
Hey, give me a free fall check.
I got a 15 out of 45, boss.
Okay, you managed to keep it all down. What's the penalty for zero G nausea?
I forget.
Should be on your sheet.
Is it?
Amongst all the drugs, Ed, you'll find
where
it.
Where with the drugs? Okay.
I don't know, maybe.
No.
Any ego traits? Where is that?
Yeah, I think it's just on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might be ego traits.
It just says zero G.
Yeah, I
just
got the
says zero
right
G analogy. It doesn't say what it does.
It doesn't say.
Here, I'll look it up for you.
No, I got it, Ryan.
You got it? Okay.
This morph suffers from space sickness and does not fare well in zero gravity. The character suffers a -10 modifier in any microgravity climates. Additionally, whenever the character is first getting acclimated or any time they must endure excessive movement in microgravity, they must make a will test to spend 1 hour incapacitated by nausea. All right, so make me a will test, Ed. All
right. I did not pass.
What did you get?
I got 45 out of 15.
Oh, boy.
That's not good.
45 out of 15. So, Ed, you have 3.5 hours of nausea.
Okay.
Hi, how you doing?
Basically.
Also, for as long as you're in microgravity, you have -10 to everything.
Yes.
So, I'm going to retcon that previous statement. The monkey...
Wow, that's a minor... That was a minor...
You're not always in zero.
Yeah, there are plenty of places in the solar system where...
With gravity.
Yeah.
We just happen to be in zero G.
Mm-hmm. Wow. The last station we were in had gravity on most of it.
Yeah. No, miter doesn't. Okay.
You just picked a very bad place to start the game.
So we start again. You guys are in a room and...
And the monkey drags in a nauseous crow. Derek, you you were told by Firewall that he was one of the people you're going to be meeting.
Okay.
And Ed, you got off the shuttle and fumbled around for a bit and then just started moaning. And people around you sort of rolled their eyes. This is another one who can't handle the microgravity. And Derek, you were kind enough to drag him.
Oh, I got a problem.
It's zero G, so that's easy.
Right, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
My comment still stands. Who brought the menagerie? Who brought the petting zoo?
And I'll still snort laughter.
Like, I haven't heard that before.
Is he okay?
The real trick is that he understood it.
I'll be fine. The gravity does not agree with me.
What sort of bird can't fly? Even more useless than you look.
An ostrich can't fly.
I believe that...
A penguin?
I'm just gonna glare at you.
It's an orange fly.
I didn't think of that.
He bested you on that one.
He did.
Apparently,
he knew.
I don't know where this
there
voice
is. A lot of birds.
Apparently, Skellig sounds like Odo.
So you two are the new sentinels.
I just go where they tell me to go.
Well, nice to meet you. I'm Glavin. Put my hand out.
Don't.
My character doesn't offer to shake. He just says, Lucas.
And I shake your hand, but I think...
Any sudden movement might cause him to throw up.
Yeah.
We'll get some Velcro and secure Ed to the wall, so at least...
Yeah.
Ed, did you have grip pads? Or were they mired by the grip pads? No, Ed doesn't have grip pads.
I got grip pads.
It's not a drug, Ed doesn't have it.
I have eel wear.
That's if someone punches you, they get a shock.
Yeah.
Don't you have a drug to reduce nausea?
Let me see.
What? Tums? I don't think that was exotic enough for what Ed bought.
Yeah, I bought grip pads.
Yeah.
Because I suck at zero shade.
Yeah, so I guess I'll be semi-friendly and like I said, find something that we can lash Ed to one of the walls with.
Okay. You have, bedding and sheets and things, so you can you tie Ed down.
I have those ropes, but I'm not letting them out.
That way, at least he's not just floating around potentially vomiting.
Okay, so you guys you have about a half hour, you settle in. And then excuse me. You all get a message. You recognize that from your firewall proxy, the man in black, with a symbol space address for you.
All right, why not?
Okay. So you all click into the symbol space?
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right.
Yes.
The man in black's favorite drab conference room.
No. Also known as Lucas's favorite drab conference room.
He is sitting at the circular table. Ladies, gentlemen, assorted other species.
Howdy.
Have you all made your acquaintances? Please, yes. Have a seat.
Good luck. Could it do with a redecorating?
Can't you add, like, a plant or something? Potted plant? Doesn't even have to be real.
Like a statue?
I mean, obviously it wouldn't be real, but...
All right, Ryan, he pulls up a little display and starts typing something in. And a very fake-looking potted plant pops up in the corner.
You re-sleeve into the potted plant.
Shouldn't it pop up right in front of him?
No, it pops up in the corner of the room. All
right.
But you've never seen a faker-looking plant, right? it's obviously a symbol space plant.
Uh-huh.
Like, he put almost no effort into it. He pretty much put render plant.
It's pixelated.
Yeah, a little bit.
Green stem, yellow center, white.
You can see the green glow around it from where it was inserted into the picture.
Well, at least it gives the room some kind of personality.
Yes,
it's a fire flower.
Unfortunately, I didn't design the room for personality. We designed it for briefings.
We're gonna need briefing a lot, I guess. Just saying.
Yes, well, I'll take that into consideration. Perhaps we'll program something nicer. Maybe a painting. Would that make you all happier?
A fountain, maybe?
Ed, you're feeling pretty okay in here.
Okay.
Because this is simulspace. This is like virtual reality. So there's... Your brain is in virtual reality. So there's gravity here.
Right.
Oh, I'm just happy that it's not spinning.
Yes. I understand you suffer from some zero-G nausea.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So you knew that he wouldn't be able to do anything except float there and possibly throw up, and you sent him anyway.
I was hoping he might be able to overcome his sickness. Obviously, he has not.
There's no medicine we can give him, are we, or anything?
No, not for zero-G nausea like that.
Mm. Well, we've got him tied to the bulkhead.
Yeah. Anyway, I've called you all here because we do have a mission for you in your neck of the woods. Here, take a look at this. He presses a glowing button on the table, and a big screen pops up in the air next to him. It starts playing a video, an XP. You see what looks like Earth in the lower bottom, sort of curving off into the horizon.
I know that place.
And pretty much...
I have family there.
It's Earth. You could tell it's a video because you could see clouds like sort of slowly moving. And you notice in the timestamp that it's accelerated, that things are moving a little bit more quickly. Mm. And then you see what looks to be a space station come into view, coming towards the planet.
Coming to Earth?
Yes.
Oh, God.
It's descending. And you see the hull starts to heat up. And then you can see the Kilsats, beaking up the interdiction field of Earth, turn on it and start blasting. And the mines, you know, gravitating towards it to blow it up. But even though it gets completely destroyed on the way down, it barrels through the interdiction field and passes out of your field of view, leaving a big trail of smoke. He pauses the XP. About a day ago, what you just saw, that station went down, belonged to the HyperCorp Direct Action, some sort of research station. We believe that some sort of corporate saboteurs uploaded some kind of virus onto the station, caused it to destabilize.
Oops.
What's oops?
Me and Ryan did that.
Oh.
Yeah, in another game. Oh. Different characters.
Was that the one with the octopus that I had and then I left?
No.
It was a different one? Okay.
Oops.
Lucas hasn't heard about this through the grapevine yet, but if it was a DA station, he recognized it and probably had some friends on it.
Yeah, there are 50 people on that station. And you figure that they wouldn't want it to get out because they would not want people to know that some corporate saboteur has managed to, you know, bring one of their stations out of orbit somehow. Man in Black says, as unfortunate as that is, that's not why we called you here. He presses the button again and the XP keeps playing. About a minute later, you see what looks like a small shuttlecraft come zooming out following the trail of smoke and flying off. Out of the field of view. He stops it again.
Someone ran the fence?
Yes, well, unfortunately, when that station destabilized, it punched a sizable hole into the interdiction field. It's since been repaired, and nothing else has gotten through, but our sensor satellites that we have hidden in there picked that up. The point of the interdiction field is that nothing is supposed to get in or out. Specifically, out. We don't know what was on that shuttle.
Maybe something nice.
I doubt that.
I just, you know, I'm a glass half full type of guy.
Well, let's hope that served you well. We did manage to track that to a nearby low Earth orbiting station called Blue Marble. It's a reclaimer base. They've reappropriated it since the fall. Use it for research. We don't have any cameras pointed on it, but we did manage to track the shuttle there. That was a day ago. We need you to go there and find out what was on that shuttle. And if it is a threat, it needs to be contained or eliminated.
And what if it's something nice?
Now,
well, then we'll cross that unlikely bridge when we come to it.
I've got your back, buddy.
Thanks, bud.
Before we move on to our mission, can I just ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Who is responsible for the virus on the direct action?
We don't know. Honestly, that wasn't really one of our top concerns. Once we determined that it wasn't of Titan origin, we let the HyperCorps do what they do.
You don't think they could have been working in collusion? I mean, obviously they used this station going down to jump the fence.
It's unlikely. All radio communications between Earth and space are blocked as well.
Yeah, true.
But when you find who or whatever was on that shuttle, you can ask them. Are there any other questions, gentlemen?
You sure there's nothing to help me out in zero-G?
Unfortunately, I'm not actually there. There's nothing I can do for you.
Yes, of course.
Now, as always, when you're in mesh range, you'll have access to the simul space. He pulls out a yellow legal pad and a pen and places them on the table. If you need anything, leave me a note. I will get it and get back to you as soon as I can. All right. Good hunting, gentlemen. And he faces away. Yo, you're still in the simul space until you log out.
He's gone, yeah.
But can I just stay here?
Please.
A fearless leader is a wise man.
Oh, I'm sorry. He did tell you that they have a shuttle for you on Mitre to take you to the Blue Marble Station.
Is there gravity on Blue Marble?
You don't know.
Do Ryan and I still have that brain connection thing?
No, James has that.
Oh, yeah, James had it.
You guys do not have the tech, man.
Yeah.
You can blame James for that.
Yeah, I will.
And I wouldn't have it either, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, we could have patched
in. Right, if James were here, we could patch in, but...
We could always buy a new one, but then we'd have a redundant connection.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks, James.
Yep. Yeah, well, he's not even going to listen to us.
Hope the Avengers is good for you.
Is there somewhere on this station I could pick up a weapon?
On Mitre? Yeah. It's an Argonaut station. It's pretty much free economy.
Oh, it's a scum thing?
They're not scum because they don't
old
wander.
Economy, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's similar to scum.
It's
would like to get in contact with some of my black market criminal buddies.
Okay.
And get a gun on credit, because I don't have any money right now.
Ooh. Can I be his black market criminal buddy?
What's your G rep at?
60.
Okay. Roll your networking, your G network.
All right, we'll be networking criminals.
Yeah, networking criminals.
I'd be his networking if he wanted to sell himself into slavery.
I critically fails.
Ed, you...
He gets me.
Yeah, there's a guy named
Ed, you find back. Yeah, there's a guy named Damian Armello. Who might be able to help you out. You check just to make sure. You ping the mesh to find out where Damian Armello is.
Mm-hmm.
It's Chris.
What would I have to do?
For a gun?
Yes.
Ed, I will let you know. This is an Argonaut station, so it's free economy. So if you can get access to a nanofabber, you can pretty much download the blueprints for any weapon you want while you're here, and then make it yourself.
All right, so I'll do that then.
Okay, so give me an interface check.
I'm guessing they gave us a cornucopia machine.
6x.
Okay. Well, what's the number?
28 out of 40.
Okay. What kind of weapon are you looking for?
Beam weapon. I guess probably maybe like one of those laser pulse guns.
Okay. Yeah, you managed to find the blueprints for a laser pulse gun and download it. There's a fabber on the shuttle they gave you.
All right, so okay. We'll make it on the shuttle. Is there gravity on the shuttle?
Once it starts accelerating, there will be some kind of gravity.
Also, you can just strap yourself into a seat and not go anywhere.
Yes. It's going to be about 18 hours from here to Blue Marble. So is there anything you'd like to do before you leave?
What part of the day is it? At lunchtime, yeah, get some food.
18 hours?
Yeah, it's going to be about an 18-hour ride.
I'd like to find me a game.
What kind of game?
I'm sure somebody somewhere has got some money they got to lose.
Okay, no, you're...
Cards?
The shuttle is just
I'll play
you guys.
Play some cards.
I'll gamble with you.
Yeah.
You guys, I mean, fine. If you guys want to gamble on the way...
Yeah, that's fine.
Get some food, get some beers. Not some beer.
Oh, wait. You want to get food and beers and then leave, or do you want to leave now and take the 18-hour shuttle?
Well, food and beers first, and then shuttle.
Get munchies for the road trip, fellas.
I mean, you guys, if
you
want,
you're going to stay in your seat.
You can get food, you can look into the station you're going to be going to.
I think I'll
food
do that.
Is the last thing
I will. I will do some research.
All right,
I guess.
So give me a research check, Ryan.
Oh, good, I'm at base.
That's mine.
This is not my. No, 65 out of 15.
I will do the research.
All right, whoever wants to research the station, give me a research check.
I'm going
to
do my best, but
I'm 10. 78 out of 40.
Oh, my God, a 6. A 6 out of 10.
Research. Why not? 20?
No.
Then I rolled an 85, so no.
What if you rolled doubles, but you failed it.
That's a critical fail.
I critical failed it then.
Okay.
Remember, like, when I didn't believe that anybody, that didn't exist?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Derek, yes. you did not have a great success.
That's fine.
So, you find out what he told you. It's a, you know, a blue marble. You find out it's a toroidal habitat that the reclaimers are squatting in.
Donut.
Yeah. Toroidal habitat is, it's a big donut. You ever see 2001?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a donut that they spin to simulate gravity.
Oh, lucky like Ed.
Like, yeah, it was abandoned after the fall, and the reclaimers moved in about a year ago. It's kind of surprising at first to you that they would take something in low Earth orbit, because most of the stations in low Earth orbit were abandoned because people were afraid they'd get shot down by the interdiction field. But the reclaimers, who want to take back Earth, kind of like it, because it brings it's as close as they can get.
Right.
Speaking of that, as a shuttle going to this hab, are we going to get shot down by the interdiction field?
No, unless you go wildly off course.
Okay, good.
Like I said, they usually spin it, you find out, to simulate about half a G. And it has a crew generally of about 24. Generally, that's how many people it can house. Mm. So that's all you're able to find. Some basic stuff about this.
Phone is making a buzz.
It's my phone. Okay. That's okay.
All right.
It's done.
See, there you go.
I just didn't want you to miss something.
What voicemail is for?
Okay. You get all that?
Oh, can I use my networking criminals to find out if any criminals knew what was on that ship? Someone tried to sell it, or you know, something that they got off.
Oh, the ship that left?
The one we're tracking. We know where it went, right?
Yeah.
So any?
Give me
cool
a networking
stuff
check.
Show up.
It would
60 out of 65.
Yeah. No one's heard anything.
Oh, okay.
It would be useless to do it until we arrive, but right before we step off the shuttle, when we get on the shuttle, I'm going to take drive in Klar. Right, 8 hours into the trip, it wears off.
What is that? What are those do?
Drive in Klar, they drive, I think it's cognition. Drive plus 5 cognition.
Okay, after you take drugs, Ed, you do have to make addiction checks.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you become addicted to them.
Can I scrounge me up some good food? Grub?
I won't make you roll for it. There's a whole like eatery with REPL, you know. I was about to say go to the REPL mat, which is from DS9. But that's pretty much what it is.
The REPL
mat. I wanted to use my scrounge.
That's not really scrounging.
Well, if he's gonna eat from garbage pails, it would
no.
Can you go to the trash can in the REPL mat?
The scrounging skill is more like looking for clues, searching things and
yeah.
Alright.
But you get food.
All right.
It's free. It's an Argonaut station.
Nice. And a deck of cards.
All right, yeah, you get a deck of cards.
All right. I got 3 of them.
Hmm? You have 3 deck of cards. Here's a 4.
I'm sure my guy has some cards and some dice, too.
All right. So anything else you guys want to do, or are you going to head your way over?
No, we're
head your way over.
We can head our way over if you'd like, sir.
How did that happen? How was my disguise?
Head on over.
I can't scrounge.
You might have modifiers.
Yeah.
And gear.
Basically, unless you roll a 99, you succeed.
Okay.
I think even in that case, even if you roll a 99.
No. 99 is always a critical fail.
Is it like news that there's a base that fell from the...
Give me a research check if you want to find out.
All right.
There's no way I'm going to score... Again.
Like it. What was it? Maybe research. I did it. 24, yeah. 24, 25.
No, there's nothing on the mesh.
Okay.
It's being... I mean, as far as... Not on any, like, regular news sites. Yeah. It's... No one's talking about it.
Can I do networking hypercorps to see if anybody on the direct action social net is...
Sure.
...abuzz with this information? 9 out of 55.
Oh, yeah. Everyone on the direct action net is talking about it.
Oh.
And most of them are pissed.
Okay.
But you, the wrong networking skill to use.
You can tell that they don't know what happened, though.
Okay.
Like, the people who were on the station couldn't really get any communications off, and everyone's blaming different hypercorps.
So they think it was sabotage?
They think it was sabotage. You know, there are some people who are saying it was a Titan attack. Pretty much no one really knows what happened. You see one person posted that they like purchased something on the black market and it bit them in the ass. But that's, you know, just one among many different opinions of what happened.
Okay.
But yeah, it seems a lot of people in direct action know about it. But they have a very strictly enforced gag order on them. Where right. Pretty much if they talk, someone will kill them and back them up from a copy that doesn't know about it.
All right. Well, in that case, I will go to the profile pages of the friends who, you know, were on that station that mm-hmm. I had. Intra-company SockNet, of course. You right. know, nothing but on the public mesh. And I will post my sympathies and, you know, tell them to, you know, get in touch when they are re-sleeved, and I'll see what I can do about sending them gifts.
Okay.
And I'm also going to put it out there on the corporate SockNet that if anyone needs killing, I'm available.
anyone needs killing.
I also, I want to just for the hell of it, because I feel like
doing
it
something
could come in handy.
Mm-hmm.
Can I also get some, like the, what do you call it? The blueprints for Scrapper Gel?
Yeah, give me another interface check.
That would be a fail.
Yeah, you can't.
You sure you want those dice now, Ed?
They're scientifically fair.
They'll pass a fair amount of time.
They're scientifically skewed against fair. Ed. They're karmically tainted.
Well, they are my dice.
Yeah, there you go.
Alright, so you guys hop on your shuttle. Are you going to pilot it, or are you going to let the shuttle's AI do the job?
I don't have any relevant skills above 30%, so...
I can pilot okay.
It's up to you. I mean, the AI can get you there.
That's fine. I mean, right, there's no, you know...
All right, so...
But I will... Yeah, that's fine.
The shuttle knows it's going to Blue Marble. 25. You hit the takeoff button.
If we ever have to, like, we can override it at any point, though, right?
You can take it. It's autopilot, pretty much.
And if we have to override it, I can handle it.
So before we land, I'm going to inject myself with... drive and...
Alright, well,
before we dock.
Yeah. So, but you guys want out to play cards?
Yes,
yeah.
We...
Yeah.
Alright, okay. what's your ante?
I don't know.
How many credits are you guys betting on this?
I got 100.
Alright.
I'll do 100.
Low stakes game?
You gotta start someplace.
You can bet credits or you can bet rep.
It's a credits.
Yeah, I think we should bet credits.
Credits is fine.
Okay. So now, you have a gambling skill, Chris?
I do.
What is interest gambling?
Interest gambling.
What is that based on?
Cog.
Okay, so Derek, Chris,
mm-hmm.
roll your gambling. Meyer, cog at base.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna.
65 out of 80.
I got 2 out of 15.
74 out of 60.
Alright, Derek wins.
Some losing.
So, Meyer and Chris, you can each cross off 100 credits. Derek, you get 200. How many times do you guys want to do this?
How many hours we got?
18. You want to do it again?
Yeah.
I'm going to say every time you do, you have to double the credits.
I'm cool with that.
Alright,
so it's 200 now.
Let's do it.
Yeah, gamble. 45, that was a good one.
31.
Yeah. 13 out of 15.
Chris wins it.
Yeah, Chris
wins highest it. Margin of success.
Oh.
To the closer you are to without going over.
Oh.
And Chris has the higher, so even though Meyer, you had 13 out of 15, his number was higher.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I was going low. I'm
400
sorry.
More for Chris.
Yay.
All right. So minimum bet is 400.
I'm down. I'm okay, though, because I lost the 200 I just made, so I'm good. All right.
I'm up.
You broke even, Derek.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'll do one more.
I got this one now. 78 out of 80. Deal with that.
78 out of 80? Oh.
What did you get, Chris?
84. I was thinking about switching it with Moxie, but I still wouldn't win, so it doesn't matter.
All right, so Derek, you get 800.
I'm back down to where I started.
Mm-hmm. Meyer, you're out?
Oh, no.
I think I'm out. Oh, my gosh. I'm getting destroyed.
What's going to be 500 this time?
No,
it'll be 800 this time.
Oh, we're doubling it. Right. I'll do one more.
All right.
I'm gonna fall. I'm gonna start talking to Ryan about the Fight Club.
37.
All right, Derek, you win it.
Okay, that was 800. So
that's a big 16.
Well, no, it's 8 because Meyer's out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm just gonna. I'm gonna like.
No, I had 800. I hit him before, so it's 16 total.
I'm just gonna like.
Oh, okay.
Right. 800 there, from them, and then right, 8 okay. from him is 16.
Take my losses and start talking to Ryan.
I Damien, looks like the monkey made a monkey out of you.
Fuck off.
All right, Ed.
I'll be around. You'll play again.
You upload the blueprints for the gun into the nanofiber. So,
nanofiber just sounds funny.
Yeah.
By the way, the whole time we were gambling, I was making fun of you for being a monkey. The entire time.
You can't be me, a stupid monkey. I know you.
Damn stupid ape monkey.
Laser pulsar. Has no armor penetration. Damage value DV is 2d10. Firing mode is SA. And ammo is 100.
What is SA?
Semi-auto.
Okay.
Because you're such a racist here.
And every time, instead of coins, I called them bananas. Very derogatorily. Here's your 500
so
bananas.
That takes about 10 hours to make. But
let
you,
me tell you something, son. Okay. You walk around this world with a face like this, you're used to assholes like you.
Well, do you see his face? It's not much better.
If you have any complaints about your face, I could take care of that for you.
Damien just sulks in the corner the rest of the trip.
I'll just take what the game is.
Which is hard, because it's not a very big shuttle.
In fact, if there's anybody...
He's very good at sulking.
If there's anybody who's looking for any upgrades, facially, mentally, just ask.
Okay. So you
I'm going to stare at him.
The console beeps, and you hear a voice from the ship say that you're about 20 minutes out from Blue Marble. All right.
I think during the trip, I'm going to be...
What are you taking, Ed?
Drive and Clar.
Just as... Do
what
I see
the second one?
Clar?
Just right. as a joke, how do you take those? Do you inject them? Or
yeah.
Do you snort?
Inject.
Okay, so I see you injecting yourself with something, and I say to you, half in jest, I feel like starting some shit. Some of my friends died today. You got any murder?
I'm afraid I don't. That is one that I didn't pick.
Who's Will's? What's Will's character's name?
Amir?
Amir, yeah.
Amir?
Alright, Ed, give me a will times 3 test. 2.
Will times 2?
Will times 3. Twice.
Will times 3 twice. I failed the first one. And I failed. No,
for Christ's sake, here's some dice.
I passed the second. I passed the first one and failed the second one.
Okay, what was the first drug you took?
Drive.
You're addicted to it now.
Okay.
Alright, so that's a minor addiction.
Just the morph, right?
What?
Just the morph, right?
Yes. Now, you can clean up, but that's... You must stay off the drug for a week. Mm-hmm. If you want to... Otherwise, resisting the craving is difficult and should at least require another will times 3 test. Does it have the addiction modifier on the drug?
No.
Okay, because it says all the drugs have addiction modifiers, but then it doesn't say what the addiction modifiers for the drugs are.
Oh,
here it is. It's on the chart here. You took... That was drive?
Uh-huh.
All right, so that doesn't have an addiction modifier.
Right.
So you're good. Okay. So, yeah, you're addicted to drive, Ed.
Okay.
That sounds funny.
And now everyone give me a perception check.
You got it.
As you approach the station, you see it's coming into view.
41 out of 50.
26 out of 70.
I passed. 3 out of 55. Not great.
I passed.
A 2 out of 80.
54 okay. out of 70.
Okay, so no crits, but you guys all passed. So as you pull up, you're all looking through the view, the front screen on the shuttle, and you see Blue Marble approaching. Like, you know, it's a toroidal habitat. Except you notice that all the external lights seem to be off, and the station isn't spinning.
Oh, shit.
It's supposed to spin, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So you picked the wrong guy to come on, boy.
I didn't pick it.
Can we try and see if there's anyone there?
All right. What's your specialty? What's your specialty, bird?
Vomiting.
I am Doc Skelax, I would appreciate being referred to by my name, sir. Thank you.
Doc.
You can call me Doc.
Oh, yeah, so Chris, give me an interfacing check. If you want to try to communicate.
I specialize in the redistribution of 72. Mental functions.
Nope. Need to try.
I distribute them, take them from one person, give them to another. Call me the Robin Hood of medicine.
Was it interfacing?
All right, so you're the medic. That's right. So this is great. We've got a medic
out of 50.
Who can't move around
Chris,
in space
without
barfing.
You hit the console. You know, this is shuttle to Blue Marvel. Please come in. You get back. No, first, nothing happens. Mm. You hit the wrong button. Then you do it again. You know, shuttle to Blue Marvel. Please
number,
come in.
Clear. Damn it.
You get back. Banana salad.
Monkey, it's for you.
Banana salad.
Did that just say banana salad?
I think it did.
It said banana salad. I'm going to ask him to repeat. I did not read. I did not copy. I don't know. Yeah. Could you just repeat yourself, goddammit?
Table.
Oh. Well, that is where you would put a banana salad.
Or your stomach.
Banana.
Anybody else got a bad feeling about this?
I have had a bad feeling about it since the beginning.
You know who I wish was here? Amir.
Yeah, you're like doing it. Spot on.
Major, I've had a bad feeling about this since we left the station.
I wish Amir was here.
All right, so I've got my gun out at this point.
Just to feel a little safe.
I'm going to check with the shuttle AI. It's going to dock us.
Yep.
Okay. Gavin.
Yeah.
Why don't you take Doc Birdbrain over here and strap him to yourself? That way... Oh, no, wait. You're terrible in free fall, too, aren't you?
Pretty bad. I can have sticky hands now.
Who here is not terrible in free fall, besides me?
I'm pretty terrible in free fall, and also my character will not let you strap a bird to his back.
Well, I have a 35, so I don't think I'm great at free fall.
All right, so I'm the best.
I have a good free fall. I have 45.
All right, you just get nauseous.
Yes.
Okay. So we don't need to worry about strapping you to anyone. We just need to worry about you barfing as you, you know, nimbly float through space.
All right, so the shuttle approaches, and... docks your as the airlock seals and the gravity shuts off. Ed, willpower check.
I'm gonna make sure I stayed away from the bird.
That is a fail.
How? What's by what?
34 out of 15.
All right, so you're gonna have. You're in 0G, so minus 10 to everything.
Okay.
And you have 2 hours of nausea. So if you want to do anything for the next 2 hours, you're going to have to make a willpower check to overcome your nausea. And then roll to actually do whatever it is you want to do.
Okay.
How about we restore the gravity first?
We have to get to the control center on the station, probably. Is the computer reading that we've got atmosphere on the other side of the airlock?
Yes, there is air.
Okay.
I hope you keep failing anyway.
All right, so who's going to open the door?
The first thing I'm going to do, I've got a guardian swarm. I'm going to pop them.
Okay, you pop your guardian swarm.
I'm going to use my X-ray vision to see through the door.
Around me. Yeah, I have T-ray emitter as well, so I might as well do that.
All right, so then perception checks you too.
I have danger sense. I don't think I have a roll for that.
No.
You got a 25.
I have danger sense.
Made it exactly. 50 out of 50.
My perception is over by
the
P's.
Because we're animals, we have that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
70, so yeah.
I got everyone to make people
okay.
like me.
You guys both turn your T-ray emitters and look through. You see through the door into the station. There seems to be some sort of lounge on the other side, which kind of makes sense. It's like the docking area. There's also a skeleton floating.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
Well,
make
then,
sure you see it.
Yeah.
What's his name? Lucas. Dead guy.
Well, we wouldn't necessarily see flesh with the T-rays.
Ah.
Does the skeleton look like it's moving?
I mean, it's just floating there.
Okay, so this person is either unconscious or dead. All
or
right,
just
yeah.
sleeping.
Everybody,
oh, yeah.
Sleeping everybody be prepared to...
I definitely destroy those nano swarms, right? Definitely. That happened, right?
What?
The nano swarms?
I talked. Well, when I was on there, I was like, so I remember. I definitely.
All right. Before we open the door, I'm gonna pee. I'm gonna let the tension build a little.
As his own personal tension is released.
Doesn't necessarily mean that there aren't other nano swarms around.
Yeah.
And I saw knows whatever came off of whatever came off the planet is probably not good.
Thank you.
Oh, Derek. You know what ailment has returned to my life?
Broken glasses?
Yeah.
And now that you want it to happen,
it's not doing it.
How's it happened to you, Ed?
Why would you break your glasses, Ed?
I don't know.
He has loose... He never tightened his glasses. They get loose and they fall down.
It's not doing it.
And people step on them and they break and lenses fall out. I mean, he's got clown glasses, for Christ's sake.
I have clown everything.
It's true.
Clown penis.
Wow. I would not want that.
Nope. www.clownpenis.com.
I'm just gonna say, what does that mean? You've got red cubes, but then again,
it shoots seltzer water.
I was gonna say, yeah, it either honks or sprays people with seltzer water.
Rides on a little tricycle.
It's actually just a peeled banana.
He ejaculates balloons
and confetti.
Yeah.
All right, hey, Monkey Man, you armed?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, you guys open the door?
So,
I'm going to train my laser pointer on where the skeleton is floating before we open the door.
I had forgotten that about Moxie. Can I use my Moxie to, overcome the...
I'll let you spend a point of Moxie to overcome the effects. I mean, you'll still have minus 10 to everything, but you can overcome your nausea.
Okay.
So if you want to spend a point of Moxie, sure.
All right. And how does that come back?
It's kind of like willpower and mage. At the start of every story, you get it back.
This feels like a time for me to flip my adrenaline switch. Okay. So I do.
All right, you guys open the door.
Yeah, I don't know if...
when I said gun, submachine gun. Exploding bullets.
I've got my pistol. Side.
All right, give me a stress test plus 20, because you know there's something there. So stress is willpower times 3.
So all of us?
Everyone.
Uh-huh.
Willpower times 3 plus 20.
Plus 20.
That is
15 out of 45,
Boss.
Oh.
Plus 20?
9 out of 50. Wait,
crit
Will times 3 plus 20?
Will times... Yeah, will times 3
crit plus 20.
Okay, so that's right. 15 out of
60. Unfortunately, that's one of the few times it doesn't matter.
I'm fine. I have a 28.
That is 15 out of 55.
I'm way under.
Ryan?
So wait, you roll, and then you measure it against will times 3 plus 20? I'm sorry, I missed
yes.
that.
Yes. Well, stress test is will times 3.
Okay.
And since you know there's something there, it's plus 20.
You get 20 extra points.
I think on the second page of your sheet it has what the stress test
is. Yeah. I rolled a 38 out of 65, so I'm okay.
So you're all okay. Chris, you're still a little shocked, so you take 1 d10 divided by 2, which I rolled a 1. So you take 1 stress point.
Where does that go here, under STRS?
Yes. All right.
Oh, is that composure resolve? Stress test?
It might be. Let me see.
That's the second page. So
yeah.
I think
just
so.
Checking. It seems like it is.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Composure slash resolve.
Fine. So that's, I made it because I made it the other
plus
way.
Plus 20, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Just
so
checking.
You open the door. There is a body floating just 5 feet from the doors of the docking ports.
That's like a nano-eaten?
No.
Good.
You look at it, and you can see that its fingers are bloody and worn, like it was trying to claw its way out of the station.
Oh, good.
And as you go in, you spin around, and you can see on the door behind you and the walls, bloody finger marks.
Whatever this thing was, it tried to crawl its way out of a
Is
fucking airlock.
Yes.
In a deep space.
Yeah.
Does that have a flashlight?
It's never going to be.
I mean, there are emergency lights.
Oh, okay. It'd still be nice to have a flashlight.
I think I had some sort of light.
All right, so I'm guessing right now we're at the hub of the
toroid.
What
do micrograph shoes do?
The torus, rather.
Well, here I just showed it to you. You can't pull up a map, but you're it's a spinning donut.
Yeah.
Right.
So the outer edge. Is technically the floor.
Right.
So the docking port is on what would be the bottom of it. So you float out into what you saw through your T-ray emitters. There's, you know, that it's like a lounge. There's two couches, like a little TV screen. It looks almost like an airport lounge, which is what it is for people waiting for shuttles coming in and out.
Right.
But there's sort of
abandoned luggage.
Here's what it does.
No, there's no abandoned luggage. Because they weren't really expecting anyone in or out. But what you do see is just sort of detritus everywhere. It looked like something happened, and there's, you know, papers floating, just stuff everywhere because the gravity's off.
Yes, I know.
Just sort of thinking back, we probably should. Were there any other craft docked with this station?
Not that you saw.
We weren't looking. Oh, shit. All right, let's figure out what happened here, and then we'll see. Maybe there's a log or something we can use to figure out where the other craft might have gone. Because if it's not here, it must have gone somewhere.
I think we should report to Ops.
What do you want us to report?
I mean, we should go to Ops, like...
Oh, you mean Ops on the station.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I agree with you there. Maybe we should also check the other docking bays just in case. Well, are there any other docking ports?
As there is. I mean, if it's a typical toroidal habitat, which you don't see why it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
There should be another one on the opposite side.
All right. So I guess stop one is Ops, and stop two is the opposite end docking port to see. To see if the other craft is still here.
Okay. You have left and right.
First, you said you're the Robin Hood of medicine.
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell me why that guy died. Obviously, he tried to claw his way out of here.
Let's see. I guess I could use my general practice.
What do you have?
Medicine general practice.
What else do you have? That's your
medicine biosculpting, medicine gene therapy.
Yeah, general practice.
That is a success.
In your face, Chris, in your freaking dice.
He still has plenty of chances to fail.
Yeah,
he passed a few times with my dice, too.
He passed once
out of
7.
46 out of 65.
Well, okay. And that's 1 out of 1. So if he fails the next 7 times, we're equal.
Yeah, you want to say what you roll, because if it's over 30, then that's an exceptional success.
Right.
And if it's doubles below what your score is, that's a crit. So
you take a closer inspection, Adam, Ed. You could see that in addition to his worn-down fingers, he sort of has scratches all over his body, especially his face. It looks like he was clawing at his face. And his eyes are filled with blood. If you had to guess, something popped in his head that eventually killed him.
Does he have a cordial stack?
I mean, you can't tell exactly from looking at him. You'd have to cut him open. All right, everyone give me another stress test as Ed starts slicing this guy open in 0G.
Is he going to give us the warning
first?
Yes,
23.
Ed, did you give anybody any warning?
No.
Oh, it's Will times 3?
Yes.
48 out of 45. No.
73, no.
No. I don't have to make a stress test, do I?
No.
You're the one doing it. I don't think so. You're well aware of your actions. We're all surprised by it.
And you just whip out a scalpel or even just use your bird claw.
I just rolled... What do I roll to
do what?
To open him up.
are you trying to do it surgically, or are you just trying to cut him open and take a stack out?
I mean, somewhat surgically.
You said you had biosculpting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll roll that.
All right, so that was 37 out of 55.
All right, what are you trying to do now?
Get his cortical stack and, like...
Oh, that's the word. I called it cordial, like a can.
I'm trying to get his cortical stack.
Ryan, and who failed? I'm sorry, 1 second.
I failed.
All right, so you both take 1 stress point.
I also...
Because all of a sudden the bird starts slicing the back of this guy's head open.
Whoa!
What are you doing this with, Ed?
I have some tools.
With my beak.
A scalpel.
I mean, okay.
Probably like a bone saw.
Well, if you can get at his stack without slicing his skull open. If you want to examine his brain, obviously you have to cut his skull open.
Yeah, if I want to examine the brain.
All right.
Okay.
It's right here in 0G.
Yeah, this is the first room. You see Ed slices this guy's head open and pulls the skin apart.
And there's no gravity.
So all this blood and gore just starts floating around. He takes the stack. He pops the guy's stack out and just sort of sets it aside so it's drifting. Ed, you realize that if you want to slice this guy's head open, you need someone to hold the body down. Otherwise, you're just going to be chasing him around 0G.
Would somebody give me a hand over here? I want to look inside this.
Gavin, why don't you help the doctor?
Why me?
Well, something inside this gentleman's head popped, and I wanted to find out what it was.
Fine, I'll help.
All right, Meyer, give me another stress test.
Get creepy. What was it? Stress. Yes, I passed.
Okay. You managed to keep your lunch down and everything.
Watch your fingers.
As very, very close to you, he starts and slices the guy's skull open.
Laser bone saw.
Ed and Meyer, both make me Moxie times 10 checks.
Ugh, God. Moxie? Where are you?
That is a 16 out of 45.
You got 53 out of 70.
No, out of 40. 16 out of 40.
Okay. All right, so Ed, you cut this guy's skull open. Give me one second, because... Oh, right.
This is probably a bad idea.
All right, if you give me... So you're looking at his brain now, Ed. Give me another general practice test.
Wait, what does Moxie do, by the way?
That is...
Moxie is pretty much like your luck score.
A 28 out of 65.
Okay. He had some sort of massive brain aneurysm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why his eyes are all filled with
just
blood.
Just as I suspected... This gentleman suffered from a brain aneurysm. Such a painful one that it caused him to actually claw at his own face.
Did he have, like, a disease? So that means, do we have a disease? Is that what I'm really saying?
Well, I did succeed my Moxie times 10, so I think we're all right.
Let's see...
Yeah, Ryan.
Yeah.
As some of that gore starts to drift towards you, you feel your guardian swarm start to buzz.
Shit, you guys, there are nanites in the air.
Oh fuck!
I probably shouldn't have done that.
All right.
Oh great!
I'm gonna get as far enough away from the body as possible.
Yeah.
Let's all go into the next room and then open up the
airlock.
Are you guys going left or right?
Left.
Yeah, which one's closest?
you're pretty much still just in the middle of the docking bay.
And the way everyone else goes.
With our research rolls, were we able to bring up a floor plan of the Taurus? Or
The problem is that it wasn't always used by the reclaimers. So it used to be something else. So you know...
I mean, like, all of the core systems that we would be interested in would have to be hardwired in somewhere.
Right, there is a communications hub, the communications hub and the op center.
Okay.
If you head towards the left.
Alright, so yeah,
it's pretty much on the far side
thanks,
of
Ed.
That station.
So don't then, tell them. I guess let's go to the left.
Left is.
And do we want to cycle this body and everything else out into space?
Yes,
I think
we
that's
do.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys go through. Now, there is not much power, so the doors are open.
Can we attempt to push them closed?
You'd have to do both. Well, no, if you push them closed, you wouldn't get a hard seal.
Okay.
So you could try, if you want, to hack the door panels.
I can start a machine with my... eelware.
Oh, I could do that too, then.
We can power
eelware.
Okay, so you guys can close the doors, but then how are you going to space the body? You'd have to open the airlock, which your ship is docked at.
Right.
I think I have eelware, too.
Well, there must be some sort of control panel.
In the docking bay. But your ship is still
where
docked there.
It right. Oh, there it
so
is.
You'd have to undock your ship. Or you would just push the body into your ship.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought there was another airlock for some reason.
It is on the other side of the station.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So I say we just close the door.
Alright, so we close the door.
We can cross that bridge when we get to it.
Okay. So you, Ed, you zap the panel. Give me an interface check.
That would not be success.
Hang on a second, guys. Maybe we should undock the ship.
Dock on the other side.
Well, either dock on the other side or just undock the ship and then cycle the bodies because cycle the airlock and then redock because I don't think leaving a swarm of nanos. God only knows what they do and if they can change function. Because I've heard that some of the Titan artifacts can do that.
God only knows.
Between us and our ship.
52 out of 35.
You're not sure what you have to press to, properly secure the door.
No, any of us might be infected.
Well, the door panel's working if anybody wants to try to use it.
So who's going to go back on the shuttle and move it?
Who has the most spacecraft piloting?
Yeah, I'm going to say this one, you're going to have to actually pilot the shuttle over.
Monkey Man.
All right. I'll go.
Is anyone going with you?
To them.
I'll take the walk with you.
All right, both of you, give me a free fall check.
It's not going to be.
Woohoo! That is not a success.
Not for me either.
All right, so both of you make Moxie times 10 checks.
All right.
As you drift through the vile remains of this poor person.
However, that worked. I got 28.
I'm going to use a Moxie
to
pass that.
Well, what did you roll?
I rolled a 45 out of 40.
So how you?
You can't.
If you roll, it's only flipping.
Right.
You have to say you're gonna use the Moxie to pass before you roll. I believe is how it works. Right.
Oh, okay.
Or you can flip it after you roll,
which would just give you 54, which wouldn't.
Which would make it worse. Yeah.
All right.
Maybe you should just let him spend the point of Moxie now that he knows the rule correctly. Then he won't have to do it. Then he doesn't get to do it again.
Okay, if you want it, yeah.
There you go.
All right, so I'm just going to use the Moxie.
Just to automatically succeed?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you get some stuff on you, but you brush it off, and you get back to your ship.
Okay.
So which one are you piloting?
That would be me.
All right, give me pilot spacecraft.
60 out of 75.
Okay, you seal the doors, come off, and except for that sound, it's space. Takes you, about a minute because it's not a very big station. You come up and you dock on the other side. So who's going to try to flush the bodies?
Does that require interface?
Well, you'd have to make an infosec check to get into the station's AI because opening up the airlocks when there's nothing docked there is not something they usually do.
Well, who's got the highest infosec? Mine is 70.
I have nothing.
That would be you.
Probably me, right? Yeah,
man,
okay, so I'll do it.
That's why I piloted, because I ain't got nothing in InfoSec.
All right, so give me an InfoSec check first.
And obviously we'll seal the door.
72!
Oh!
I'll Moxie that and make it 27, because it was out of 70.
Okay.
I think this is probably important.
Somebody should make sure the door is closed first, because I failed at closing the door.
Yeah, right. I was
say Chris, it's funny, because normally if you were to hack a station's AI like this, you would have to break the firewall and then try to bypass security.
Right.
But you get through the firewall and there is no security.
Oh.
It's like the station's ignoring you almost. But the other thing you notice, you only have access to these immediate systems right here. So you could seal the doors and vent the airlock, but that's all you can do from here.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Which is odd because normally you would have access to...
I'd have admin rooms.
Yes.
So I'll let these guys know that I didn't get admin rights. And then I'll proceed to close our door and vent the body.
All right, you close the two doors, you open the airlock. Everything gets sucked out. It's depressurized. It's vacuum in there now.
Are
you going to reseal it, or are you just going to
No, we should reseal it.
Going crazy.
Okay. So you close it.
I need someone to kill me. In. Can you kill me and make sure he doesn't get my cortical stack?
Sure.
All right.
We have this conversation while Chris is hacking.
So about the same time you guys dock the other docking port.
Right. But how far away, how large is the station?
I mean, it's a small toroidal habitat. It's immense. Okay. You could see as you fly over that it actually has two levels.
Okay.
So it's, I mean, it's probably about a kilometer across.
Okay.
But that's a circle.
Right.
So, it, like I said, it takes you about a minute to fly over there.
Right.
And you could still communicate with them. You don't have TACnet, but you could still send them messages.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're on the opposite side of the station from them now. Mm-hmm. You guys find yourself at a big machine shop.
Okay.
Not you.
Oh, then.
Ryan, Chris, and Meyer.
Okay.
You guys find yourself at a big machine shop.
Before we do anything else, they're headed over to the other side. Are they going to dock there, or are you guys just... Do a flyby and see if the shuttle that we're going after is docked.
Okay.
All right, so Derek, give me a perception.
They would have noticed when they tried to dock there and there was already a ship there, right?
If they tried to dock there.
Well, I thought there were only two docks, and they went from one way around to the other
17
one.
17 out of 55.
61 out of 80.
60.
Oh. So there's no other ships here.
Okay.
You, Derek, you take an extra bit and you do a quick fly around just in case. There's no docked, and there's none that you can see in the immediate vicinity.
Okay.
So you swing around to docking port two.
Okay.
Coming. All right. So while they're flying around, you other three find yourself in a big machine shop.
So now
there's workbenches in here with tools. Everything just seems to sort of be floating around. There is a big industrial nanofabric.
And I don't have those admin rights, I suppose, that I had.
Nope.
Can I try and get them in here now?
To do what?
In case I want to do something later.
Well, I mean, there's not much to do in here. I mean, if you hacked, that would kind of give you door control. The nanofabber, you could access separately if you wanted to try.
Yeah. That's all I'd get. Control over the doors. It's not really worth the time then.
Yeah.
All right.
Any idea? Did anything go down in this area? More floating corpses?
Yeah, there's another body floating around in here. It seems to have the same sort of marks, scratches all over itself. It also seems like it was clawing at its face.
All right, well, we're going to stay the fuck away from those.
Open it up.
Yeah, it's a good thing he's not here.
give me a free fall check. Plus 10.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to try to avoid the body.
Oh, yes.
70.
No, I've got shoes, so I don't have to free fall, I think.
So you're walking?
Yeah, micro-grab shoes.
All right, so then give me free running instead.
Oh. 69 out of 70.
Yeah, right, you...
Yeah,
you,
my...
No, you know what? I'm going to free fall.
But my traction pads, can I traction my feet too?
Yeah, they're grip pads. They add whatever the skill is to your free fall.
I'll be walking then. So free running. Oh, 50. God.
No.
I don't have... I'm going to say free fall instead.
You fail, Chris?
Yeah.
All right, so Meyer, roll.
I'm just going to use a moxie.
Okay. Chris, make me moxie times 10.
I'll use the moxie on the don't get infected.
No, you can't on
that. Can't. Well, then, you let Ed do it.
It was his first time.
That was different.
That was your rule.
What was my rule? Why don't I get to use it? Moxie times what?
10.
10. Oh, 70. All right, that's not that bad. 68. This is pretty good.
It works. Yeah, okay, Moxie. I only have three because I'm a new character.
Yeah, I only have three as well.
All right, so you
I have
got
seven because I used a lot of points.
Are you trying to get? Are you trying to do anything else in the machine shop?
Well,
I said there's wrenches and tools floating around. And the fabric, that's pretty much it.
I guess I'll just scope out the place, like I said, see if anything else of note went down here. If there's any... we could always come back if we need to nanofab something, but I don't really think we need to.
Yeah. No, there's really nothing that you can see.
All right,
as they make their way through the machine shop,
Are we just going to walk past that big solve the entire problem button and not push it?
Yeah.
Oh.
You guys...
We weren't there.
You guys dock at docking bay 2, and you open the door. Again, it's pretty much the exact same as the other one. There's couches. Mm-hmm. On the far side, there's a bench, and there's someone sitting on the bench.
Can we... I convinced him to go at slow enough that the gravity never kicked in, so I don't have to make the roll again.
Okay.
There's someone sitting on the bench.
They're sitting kind of slumped over on the bench.
Oh.
Hello?
Nothing.
I believe he's dead.
Yeah. don't know about that from here.
Everybody's dead, Dave.
Everybody is dead, Dave.
Not Kaczynski.
Everybody's dead.
Can I tell from here if the guy is breathing?
Give me a perception at minus 10.
Oh, hell, I'll go too.
You're nicer than I am. I would have just shot him.
43 to 70.
That's a bad idea if he's filled with... That's
that true. Is a success. That's whatever 17 out of 50.
Nope, doesn't have breathing.
Yeah.
Well, he's not breathing. So unless he's very disciplined.
I sent a message to the other three.
Okay. You three get a message from Derek.
A squirrel.
Yeah, Derek sends you a squirrel. No.
Look, it's a squirrel.
You get a message from Derek.
It's a funny cat video.
What is it you send them? Because you actually have to send
cat
them.
Yeah.
It's a lol zombie.
encountered a body.
Yeah, I'm going to say we've got bodies here, too.
This one's sitting down.
I'm just going to send back avoid at all costs, potential X-infection.
How is it sitting in zero gravity?
Fair enough.
That's true.
That's a good question.
Maybe he has traction pads on his butt.
Butt traction pads.
Butt traction.
So, if he's dead...
I mean, if you guys want, make me an INT times 3. No.
Can we all do that since they mentioned he was sitting?
Cog times 3, I'm sorry.
Oh, cog times 3?
Yes.
Intuition.
Times
3. Yes.
Oh.
45.
Nope.
Oh, I got it. 8 out of 45.
That was a 54 out of 30. Nope. It did not work.
92 out of 45.
I got a 6 out of 40.
I do not have an
times
idea.
Times 3?
Yeah.
I did. I got a...
All right. So you two, Ed, you're staring at him, and Ryan says what to Chris what Derek sent him. And you realize, like, wait a minute. Chris, you're like, why is he sitting if it's in 0G? And then you realize that for him to be sitting in 0G, he would have been put there after the gravity stopped.
Oh, right, because...
Otherwise, he would have...
Or been tied to it.
Right.
Before he died.
Or been tied, to, or yeah. Somehow, attached to it beforehand.
Someone put him there.
That means there's somebody still on the station.
Yeah, someone's still alive here. I'll send them back.
It's Morn.
Be careful. I'll kind of explain. What he just said. Someone probably put that person here. That we might not be alone on this station.
Okay. The one difference for you guys, Ed and Derek, is that whereas the docking bay 1 had 2 doors, mm-hmm. this only has 1.
Okay, so you can only go one way.
Yes, you can go right.
Shall we go right, then?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, are you guys still making your way through the machine shop?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys both enter the door about the same time. It's the communications hub / ops area.
All right.
So we're both walking
all in. All of us in the same place?
Opposite sides?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you ever wondered what a buddy cop movie with Maverick and Odo would be like...
I can't say that I have.
No.
And now you don't have to.
Not very often has Odo ever brought into my buddy cop fantasy.
This is the banana salad place, right?
The banana salad.
Oh, yeah, we knew someone was alive because someone answered.
Yeah, but now we know someone's alive.
It could be the station's AI, though.
Right.
Oh.
Banana salad.
Banana station's table. AI saying banana salad.
Table.
Well,
code for something. Banana salad.
Have you gentlemen located the banana salad yet?
It's on the table. Well,
I think I've been more worried about being infected.
Yes.
All right. Yeah,
sorry about opening that skull. Curiosity killed the crow.
I got some idea. So lucky. How about you don't go hacking in anything without letting us know first, okay?
Yeah,
that's fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget there are other people around.
All right, so you're in the communications room.
All right.
Let's communicate.
So we need to figure out what happened on the ship.
Yeah.
Where the X threat from Earth went after this. And I think we should probably explore the rest of the station, see if there's anything else that needs doing.
If this were Buck Rogers, there would be a video screen, and they would have, like, logs in it, and it would, like, be a progressively worse situation. If it were Buck Rogers. But,
Give me an interface check if you want to see what's around in the room, computer-wise.
Okay.
Yeah. Baseline.
I'm good.
Nope. I didn't find it.
I passed.
35.
32 out of 10.
I actually passed. I was at base.
Nope. 59 out of 35.
Okay. So, Meyer and Ed, you guys access the station mesh, and you get a similar feeling to what Chris got before. It seems like everything is very oddly...
We're using...
Interface.
Not InfoSec?
Not InfoSec.
Okay.
But...
Because I passed if it was InfoSec.
No.
InfoSec is hacking.
Everything seems to be strangely partitioned. Like, the station's mesh is there, mm-hmm. so you can access things. But whereas you would have, you know, everything at your fingertips and anywhere you are, it seems like you can only access certain things in certain areas.
Can I turn on the gravity here?
No, there's no switch for gravity. You'd have to restart the station and get everything spinning
again.
That's
what I meant.
No. You don't have access to that system. In fact, the only thing you do really seem to have is there's a video file stored here.
Let's play it.
See?
There you go.
Let's watch. I'd like to watch.
Yeah. Okay.
Alex has been watching Buck Rogers.
Anybody got any popcorn?
Meyer, you hit play. A holo projector pops it up into the middle of the room.
It's Tupac?
Yep,
it's Tupac. There's a man, and as the XP starts playing, you see a man sitting in front of a terminal.
He's rapping.
That looks like it's in the communications room.
Okay.
He looks somewhat gaunt and dirty. He has a beard on his face, and his skin looks naturally tanned. A rarity, since it's difficult for people to lay out in the sun these days.
Hmm.
Behind him, it looks like there are people celebrating. You can hear talking and music in the background. The man looks very happy. He looks right into the camera and says, "My name is Roland Heinrichsen," he says. And then someone who looks rather inebriated behind him goes, "Roland!" The man in the XP turns around, smiles, laughing. And he looks back at the monitor. And he goes, "And I'm a survivor from Earth. There was a break in the field above the planet, something crashing through. And that's when they seized my opportunity. My fork and I piloted the shuttle out of the field and docked here." Everyone in the background starts cheering. "The man from Earth! The man from Earth! The man from Earth!" They're all incredibly happy.
And very drunk.
Yeah, suddenly, you hear a crash in the background, and people turn and gasp. And then you see people, looks like they're doing something on the floor. Then you hear a scream from another room.
Doing something?
Yes. Roland looks behind him.
Something good?
What?
They're doing something good?
Roland looks behind him and says, "What the hell?" And then the XP cuts.
Hmm.
Are there any others?
Like they fell to the floor having seizures, or someone dropped something and they're looking for it?
Well, if you want to...
playing Twister.
If you want to watch it again, give me a perception check.
Okay.
They found me. I don't know what the hell, they found me. Run for Marty!
Critical success.
35.
32. 42 out of 50.
33 out of 65.
I'm not even going to roll. You guys did fine.
Okay. Yeah, Ed.
Yeah.
You play it again, and what you notice that in the background, as Roland is speaking, another dirty-looking man walks over to a man in a lab coat and shakes his hand in a congratulatory manner, Chris, if you don't mind. It's like, good job. Like, they're really happy about it. And then the dirty man walks away, joining the party. And you see the man in the lab coat begin to swoon. He begins to swoon. And then a second later, he collapses. And that's when the gasps are, and people rush over to help him. And then you hear the scream seems to come from the opposite side of the station. And then it cuts out again, because that's the end.
Mm-hmm. So, Heinrichsen said that he and his fork piloted the craft.
Yeah. Maybe his
did
fork...
Did the guy that shook the hand him. Look a lot like the guy that was giving the... talking?
I mean, it wasn't, you know, like a twin.
Oh. So we would have no way of knowing
they wouldn't
it was
necessarily
a fork or not.
Be in the same body.
Yeah.
But he...
Think of that.
Ed, he does have a similar look, like that similar dirty, tanned look to him. But they don't look the same. They look different.
But they were both tanned.
Yes.
I'd say that makes it his fork.
Yeah, probably. Okay, so...
Aren't you a suspicious Aloysius?
Yes, I am.
So they escaped from through the fence.
Ed, give me another intuition times three check.
Aren't you a suspicious Aloysius?
I'm sorry?
Intuition. No, I'm sorry, not intuition. Cog.
Cog?
Cog times three, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Southern. Yeah, you're Southern bell character.
No, my cog is so... It's not good.
Okay, that's terrible.
70 out of 30.
Five. I got a 47 out of 55.
Okay. Ed, you... The guy who was recording the video, Roland Heinrichsen, that's the guy who was sitting in the docking bay.
Well, I'll be. That's the fellow that was sitting in the docking bay.
All right. So his fork got him out. Probably infected with something. And whatever it is, he brought it with him.
Something that causes massive aneurysms.
The shuttle.
Just so you all know, the door to the inner ring of the habitat is in this room.
Okay.
Let's use our T-ray to look through it.
Okay, give me a perception check.
Shuttle.
11.
Okay.
Yeah, 52 out of, 50. So.
Okay, there seems to be some sort of rec room on the other side. You see couches, what should be, you know, like televisions and things, games, magazines and things floating around, but there's no one in there. There's no bodies.
Anybody else feel like just blowing the whole damn thing and leaving?
We did that once.
Well, we got to figure out what happened to Roland Heinrichsen. Fork.
Where did the scream come from in reference to where they were shooting from?
You're in the communications hub.
Uh-huh.
To the left of you is the docking bay.
Yes.
It seems to have come from that direction.
Okay.
Well, perhaps we should try to get contact with the station's AI.
Yes, the one that they just docked at, the one you originally came with.
Okay. Didn't we have a plan to go to ops at one point?
You're in ops.
This is ops.
I mean, if you want, you could try to make infosec checks to get more access. You know, try to hack the AI. That,
since I think I probably still have the best infosec.
All right, so give me an infosec check.
63 out of 70.
Okay. Again, it's really weird, Chris, but it's you get in, but you don't get access.
Same thing as the other room, guys. All I can do is the doors. Just the doors, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can close the doors, you can bring up this video file again. It's almost like it's not quite there. Which is weird.
Look for it?
Give me another infosec check.
40 out of 70.
It's almost like... Let me see if she...
Yeah.
Have your muse.
You mean asshole?
Yes. Okay. Your muse, which is actually named asshole.
I stole that idea from a book.
Okay. Have it roll
surrounded by
psychology.
Yep.
Have my muse roll psychology?
Yeah.
So...
Because your muse is better than
what does my muse have? 60.
60.
Okay. My muse did it. By 1 point.
Okay, so asshole pops up on your Entropics, Chris.
Yeah.
What is asshole like, by the way?
He's an asshole, obviously.
Is he an asshole to you?
He's the friend.
Exactly like me.
Okay.
He's just a little version
small
of me.
Okay. Seems like it might be some sort of fractured. Like if it saw something so horrible and went insane, fractured.
My muse thinks the computer's insane.
Oh, the AI, that's good.
The AI went insane? That's
brilliant.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain. Dun, dun, dun.
Alright, and there's nothing else we can recover here? Do they have any external cameras that might have been pointed at the ship so we can get a vector on it?
What's your vector?
It seems like they do. So give me an interfacing check.
Well, Chris,
well, Chris is already in the system.
Go ahead,
so
go ahead, system.
I'm
going
to tell him that. Check to see if they have any external cameras. Maybe we can get a vector on my shuttle one.
Rolling interfacing, or is it just like something to do at this point?
Over? No, you're in. So you see that, yeah, they do actually have...
So I'll play them for everyone.
Okay. Anybody have... So you see... there's another shuttle docked at docking port 2, which your shuttle is now docked at.
Uh-huh.
And it pulls away. After you see the station sort of stops and stops moving, all the lights start blinking out on the inside. And about an hour later, that shuttle pulls away and flies off. You look at the timestamp and see that that shuttle left about the same time you were leaving MITRE.
Oh. Okay.
If you want to try to figure out where it's going,
yeah.
Do any of you have any sort of navigating?
like pilot? Or it's actually navigating?
Navigation. There is a
poor navigation.
Yeah, I have a low one, but I could do it.
All right, give me a navigation check.
Navigation is 20.
I'll try it. Nope, 85 out of 20.
Nope. It's
intuition at base.
Four. I got 19 out of 20.
Nice. No. My 46 out of 20 didn't do it.
42 out of 10.
Meyer got it.
70 right. out of 15.
So, Meyer.
Sorry, 42 out of 15.
You look at the direction the shuttle's taking off, and you look at, you go on the map, and you pull up, like, a map.
Yeah.
And if it keeps going in that same direction, it seems like it might be heading for the Voi Nuyen station.
So let's go.
I hazard a guess to where it's going. I would say it's not going to that station. Oh, wait, no, it's going to that station.
Why don't we...
We should probably go back to the place.
What's about?
And leave the guy a note.
The Simmelspace?
Simmelspace. Maybe we can leave him the videos, too.
We should probably also blow this place up.
You could do that.
Yes, I agree.
So, yeah, just in case anything happens to us, this way he's got an idea of what we found, which seems pretty useful.
But,
okay.
By the way, do I know anything about the state?
You're gonna have to give me a research check if you want to try to find out about the Voi Nuyen station.
I think my
you can use your muse if you want. You guys do have your muses. You can have them do the research.
I'll get my muse research for me.
Pretty much, you figured out he's going to Voi Nuyen. You don't know what that means.
I don't know
the distance to Voi Nuyen.
I pull out my muse.
It's in
Earth
orbit.
I'll let my muse do it.
I'll have my muse.
And my muse
closer than MITRE.
Oh, no, it didn't. 14. Yes. That's good.
Musey, please do it for me, baby.
My muse research did good.
Come on, Musey.
Franklin gets a 26.
He did it.
Okay, you all ask your muses to give you information about Voi Nuyen. They come back and tell you that it's a reclaimer station that's in high geostationary orbit, so it's pretty close to here. And they pretty much use it to monitor Earth and make plans for potential geoengineering efforts. It's a small O'Neill cylinder hidden in a dangerous cloud of space junk and protected by swarms of killsats, gun emplacements, and drones. And it has an average population of about 20,000.
Oh, how far is it from here?
A few hours.
So
closer.
Well, we should try.
If that's where they're going, they're there already.
They've been there for hours.
So can we try and raise them?
Like, do we have any...
Can't Earth in the way.
Earth in the way.
What about... Can we communicate with the Men in Black?
Can
we go to the typewriter thing?
Yeah,
the
we should leave him the note. Like,
yeah, so you go to the symbol space.
And say about it. Say there's this guy might be infected with nanites, and he's on the station.
Well, I'm sure that everyone in the is dead by now.
That.
And hopefully, maybe this fire...
Yeah, potential exurgent threat escaped from through the interdiction field...
she's over there.
Blue Marble Station, out of commission. Inhabitants dead. Potential exurgent virus outbreak. And
Ryan, give me another cog times 3 check.
We can leave the copies of those videos we found, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll leave those as well.
28 out of 45.
Okay, as you're leaving that message, you realize that when you were watching the XP that Roland was recording, there were at least a dozen people behind him celebrating. You've seen two bodies.
Right.
So everybody might be alive somewhere in this station. Or...
just dead somewhere else.
Right. Yeah.
Or they might have gone with the fork to Van Nuyen.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's another thing that could have happened.
Well, we could... We have, to,
we have two choices. We can search this entire place.
Make sure, yeah.
Or we can go...
Well, I'd say let's search the place, because if anyone's alive here and they manage to... They might be able to tell us more about what happened.
Plus, it's too late if they're going to that other place.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's firewall people there to do it.
All right, so you leave a message for the man in black.
And I'm going to...
Why would the fork have tied Roland down?
I'm going to tell him about the, you know...
You don't know if he did. You never inspected the body.
Right, we're going to go back over there.
Yeah.
Well, it's held down somehow.
It could be into S&M.
We don't know that it was the fork either.
Right.
Someone left it there.
Also, it's a habitat thing, right? We can.
What?
The middle.
Yeah, there's the inner ring too. Yeah. There's also the other side of the station
that we haven't gone to yet.
Yeah.
Right, which means around the way you guys to the machine shop and go the other way around.
Yeah.
There's only one way to go where
we were. Well, let's do a little bit of exploring then.
It looks like this inner room is empty I looked before.
Yeah, the rec room that you saw, Chris,
yes.
There's stuff floating in there, but you didn't see any bodies. But there is a whole other ring around. It's not just that one room.
Okay, so the first room in that ring is empty of people.
Could we get close to... This is a game question. If someone put on a vac suit, could they get close to something and be protected from an airborne nanite?
Depends on... What the contagion is?
Okay.
If you have a guardian swarm, said I popped a guardian swarm, basically normal nanobots function. They have like a little control egg, and you pop the control egg, and they swarm out, and they only have one function. Like my guardian swarm is tasked with anything they encounter around me that's not supposed to be there in the way of other nanobots. They kill it.
Okay.
So...
Oh, wait, I have nanobots.
What do you have?
Well,
medicines?
I would say that you are the perfect candidate to examine the body.
The wrist,
I mean, that's not like a swarm. That's very... Medicines are inside you.
Yeah,
and the
I
wrist
have those
tool
too.
Is sort of... I mean, it's a very specific purpose.
If I go near Ryan, he can test and see if we were infected, but if I go near Ryan and see if they react...
Not necessarily, no.
It's airborne.
Basically, if they're trying to get inside my body, then my guardian swarm protects me from that. They destroy the nanobots.
No.
Well,
there are cameras outside.
Well, then
there are probably more cameras outside the rest of the station.
Well, then, Lucas,
you haven't been able to get access. There should be.
But
you haven't gotten them.
But the only cameras I can see
to
are those exterior
body.
And the ones in the room, I suppose.
All right.
In the room you're in, yeah.
Right, yes, and the other room that I have.
You'd have to go back into that room, back into the machine.
We also don't know if any of us got infected by it. Me and you got pretty close there, Doc.
I don't know, Doc. Could you check us out and see if we've developed any signs?
What medicines do you have in?
I have gene therapy, biosculpting, general practice.
All right, give me general practice at -20.
Okay.
Because seeing if someone's infected by a nanoplague is somewhat outside the scope of general practitioner.
But it's the best chance you got.
It's definitely not
maybe
the other
one. That is a general thing.
I'd like to see House fucking figure this one out.
What?
He was affected.
It was some sort of nanovirus. That is a 16 out of 45.
Who are you looking at? You gotta do them one at a time.
Oh, okay.
Well, I felt my guardian swarm buzz before,
right.
So
I'll
should
look at
be
Meyer
okay.
First.
You look at Meyer first? As far as you can tell, he seems okay. He doesn't seem to be showing any signs of infection.
Derek? That is a 51 out of 45.
So you can't... Now, here's the thing, Ed.
You can use a moxie.
You can't tell. So you can either say to Derek, I don't know, or you can lie to him.
You can also use a moxie, flip it, and he's passed.
Or you can use a moxie.
I'll use a moxie, flip it, why not?
Okay. No, Derek's not infected.
I have a lot of moxie.
Is this like in the thing? Now, Chris's symptoms are going like this.
Who are you looking at now?
Chris. Critical fail.
Oh,
oh
I believe you're going to die.
Yeah, Chris is infected.
You're all right.
Ed?
I want to roll to see that he's lying.
Yeah, they think there is a skill on the...
there is. I forget what it's called.
It's deception.
And I have it.
No. Ed, for deception, there's...
Kinesics?
Kinesics.
You make a deception check.
So, Ed, make a deception check. Chris, make a kinesics check.
All right. I also have pheromones that help me...
So do I.
...convince people, so...
Well, what do your pheromones do?
Your pheromones...
Oh, no, that doesn't help me figure it out.
That doesn't help him figure it out. But it... Because you're a bird and
right.
Chris is not...
Yeah, I don't really think that's going to apply.
Right. You could
if you were lying to another neo-avian, then...
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're bird pheromones.
Bird pheromones. True.
Basically, it would make you seem more attractive and trustworthy to
bird pheromones.
I'm not attracted to birds.
Right.
I got a critical success.
All right, well, Chris,
11 out of 75.
And I got a 30, which is a pass, but it's not critical.
Yeah, no, his beats you. So yeah, he's telling the truth, Chris.
Yes, you're fine.
Of course I am.
I'm now me.
This is the confusing thing, because we don't know. He failed the test to see if he was infected.
That was a one.
And then lied and said that he's not.
A one
so
out of
he
five.
Lied to tell, inadvertently telling the truth.
You're not infected either.
Looks like we're all clean.
Okay.
Okay. For now.
Ed, give me another stress test.
Do you think Damien's got... the X-Virus.
You got 28 out of 45.
28 out of 45? Okay, you don't take any stress points, but you're nervous. Because there is an exurgent threat 2 feet from you.
Right.
So, are we going to all stay together?
If we're all...
I think that perhaps we would save time if we split up. 3 and 2?
See, I know exactly what Ed's plan is for the group. It's not working.
4 and 1? No, just kidding.
Well, as long as both groups have someone who's capable of handling a weapon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Doc, I guess I'll go with you and we can examine the body since I've got the Guardian's form. I could just give the egg to you.
Well, you've already cracked it. It's on you. Unless you have another one.
No, I don't.
Well, so. I'll go with you then.
I guess we're in the inner ring, gentlemen.
All right, so Meyer, Derek, and Chris are going to the inner ring.
Yep.
All right, let's start with Ed and Rotten. So what are you doing first?
So as soon as they're out of earshot... Well, Lucas, we're going to have to make a decision fairly soon. I wasn't exactly honest with Damien.
He's infected with the exurgent virus?
Yes.
Well, you don't know what they're infected with.
He's infected with something.
Are you sure?
Are you absolutely sure about this?
Absolutely.
Yay.
Sorry, Chris.
Is there any way I can get an encrypted message to either of them without Chris intercepting it?
You have to send, I mean, it's like calling someone. You would send it to directly them.
All right. So then, in that case, I will send them the message. Keep an eye on Damien. Doc says he might be hot.
Okay, so you two, give me a will times 3 check.
I think somebody needs
20 out of 45.
Care of him before
I got 20 out of 60.
Okay. You get that message, and you both manage to keep your cool.
I figured it would be best not to tell him, because that gives us the upper hand.
It's all right. I was trying to stay far away from him as possible, anyway.
All right.
Well, now you have a good reason.
Yeah. Let's,
He doesn't like me anyway, so I'm not going to hear him.
Let's cross that bridge when we come to it. Let's focus on the matter at hand. All right. So what am I doing here, Doc?
Well... The first thing...
I guess I'll be your hands, just...
You poke him with a stick.
Tell me what to do.
Where are you guys? What are you doing?
We'll go back to the docking bay, and we're examining the body.
Yes,
okay.
He's dead.
Well, so. First, I suggest you examine the body to find out exactly how it's not floating off into space. That has nothing to do with medicine. That's...
All right, so give me a perception check, Ryan.
Okay.
I'll say plus 10.
That's 57 out of 60.
Okay, so you You look at it, and it seems to you that after everything stopped, after the spinning stopped and all the momentum from the station died down, someone, it's not tied down, someone took it and put it there. And because there was no momentum or anything, it hasn't gone anywhere since.
It hasn't, like, floated up or anything, or...
Well, that would require movement from something right. else to okay. bump it around.
So nothing has disturbed it, right. basically.
So something or someone put it there like that and left it.
And made right. sure that
after
it had
the gravity
no...
stopped.
After the gravity stopped.
Right. Well, someone definitely was here after gravity died.
No.
And as you look at
Wash
it, you see it has scratches all over itself too. It also has the same blood-filled eyes.
And I guess there's blood under its nails because it's been scratching.
It's been scratching at itself.
Yeah, it looks like he died the same way everyone else did, Doc. Scratching at his face.
So somebody put him there after the gravity failed, which means that it was somebody who knew what was happening.
Probably just as they left. I don't know, Doc. This is giving me a really bad feeling.
Why is this group, or this individual, or whoever's doing it, why are they intentionally... Why do they seem to be intentionally spreading this virus?
I mean, who knows, Doc? The Titans have motives far beyond our comprehension. Maybe they want to bring us down. Maybe they're trying to bring us up to some advanced level of consciousness. I have no fucking clue.
Well,
they tell me to stop it, and I point my gun at things that need guns pointed at them, and we try to make it go away, because... We've set a life up for ourselves out here, Doc, and we want to make sure that nothing gets in the way of it.
His monologue.
The dramatic music fades away.
It talks to a crow.
Yes. Well, that's all very
good. Well, that's going on. Damien goes...
Ed, you start to preen yourself while Ryan's talking. Oh, yes.
Yes, well, that's all very good. So, I suppose we should keep looking, then.
All right, so if you guys want to keep looking, like I said, there's only the one door in here. So you have to go back through the communications hub in the machine shop through the other docking bay to whatever's on the other side.
There's nothing else that you wanted to do with this body? Nothing else remarkable about it?
I am a necrophilia.
That it was placed here?
Just all I wanted to know was how it got here and to confirm that it died of the same thing the rest of these poor souls died of.
All right, so we've got that. Well, just put it back on the bench, I guess.
Okay, you put it back, and you start making your way.
The whole time, how have my guardians been?
They've been agitated, but it doesn't seem like there's been anything directly attacking you.
Okay, so they're fending off a couple of things. All right,
so
let's
go. Bloodborne pathogen, at least. But.
All right, so you guys start making your way around. God presses why. So you three go from the communications hub into. But Chris saw, it's a rec room. And there's couches, recreation stuff. You're looking around for a minute when you get a message from Ryan saying that Chris is infected.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two rooms. You have a left and a right from here.
I'm going to look through the wall on both of these rooms. The door.
Which one are you doing first?
Left first.
Left first. Okay, give me a perception check.
88, critical fail.
Your T-ray emitter goes and shorts out.
Oh.
Well then.
You get nothing there. You can try to reboot it.
Yeah, I'll reboot it.
Okay.
And
try another door.
I'll try the other door first now.
Okay, so roll it again. Did you just get another 88? Okay, Chris, it fizzles out again. I'm going to say you have an hour before it's going to restart this time.
Okay.
I look at Kevin and go,
All right, my T-ray emitter's broken.
Yeah, you guys watch Chris. He goes over to the door and concentrates on it. He goes,
Are you okay there, Gavin? Are you okay there, Damien?
You're Devin.
I'm fine. Just messing with my T-ray emitter. You're sure okay, right, though? Why wouldn't I be?
Oh shit, his implants are malfunctioning. It started already.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
That was really unfortunate for you.
It really was.
Oh wait, wait a second.
As the paranoid...
That's a 68.
Which one's a 68?
The last one. The second one.
Oh, okay.
Six, not an eight.
Is that a failure or a pass?
No, that's a pass.
Okay, so, okay. So we'll take some.
No.
So you go over to that first door and it goes...
Okay.
And then
the paranoia shuts down again.
It restarts it. You go over to the other one. Give me a stress test.
Okay.
That was something times three.
Will times three.
What?
Exactly. 34, so no.
Oh.
Okay, so Chris?
You can't roll me times three because I'm
take 2 points
of
stress
tonight.
There's probably about 10 bodies floating in that room.
Okay.
But you just see skeletons.
Right.
That one's full of dead ones.
Okay. So that's not... It's not going on. Right.
Let me go back and try the first one again.
Okay, roll it plus 10, though.
Okay.
That's something that we should
do. So, rather, minus 10, right?
Minus 10.
Wait,
yeah.
How much bodies are unaccounted for?
Well, we know at least a dozen.
Four?
Okay.
Out of 70, or 80, or 60.
Okay, it works this time. It seems to be like a mess hall kitchen on the other side.
No bodies in that one?
None floating around. I mean, there's none that you can see.
Okay, and you said about 10 in the first one?
Yeah.
That's the other one? About 10 bodies or so floating around in there. I don't see any in this one. It looks like it's a kitchen.
Alright, let's go in there then. After you.
Alright, I'll go into the kitchen.
Alright, you go into the kitchen.
Basically, I'm thinking the order would be Damien in the front, maybe Gavin, me in the back, because he's got a gun, I got a gun.
You want to keep your gun on him,
right? We can flank, it's not a problem.
I have an aggravator.
You have a
You and your agonizer can hang out in the center of this little group.
Hey, it has a roast feature, roast mode.
Ah,
all right. So you walk in, well, float in,
right
there. So does Meyer. it's a mess hall. You could see. There's tables. They are bolted down. The chairs, however, are floating around because the gravity stopped. You know, there's plates and utensils and cups and everything floating around. Give me another perception check. This is audio.
Hearing?
Yes.
Oh, I get like a plus 10 or
67
something.
67 out of 80.
So I'm supposed to be getting plus 10 on those vision ones, too.
I got 41 out of 55.
Got
it. Let me see.
Got it.
Well, you two...
Enhanced hearing. Plus 20 to hearing base. So look at that. So I should have been getting that plus 20 for visual ones, too. I forgot.
This plate?
32 this out of 80.
Okay,
90.
So you all go in. Everything on the station has been, like, deathly quiet. Mm-hmm. The only ones making sounds have been you. You can hear from the kit, because the way it is, you walk... The room you walk into is the mess hall. Mm-hmm. And there's a small hallway leading to the next door, to whatever's there. And on the opposite side of that hallway looks to be the kitchen, and you hear noise coming from the kitchen. Like something moving around.
You guys hear that?
Is it alive?
Oh, I hear it.
Just movement, that's it?
I mean, you hear like things clattering around, shuffling.
Sounds like someone's cooking.
Say banana salad.
Might not be a bad idea.
Or table?
I'm going to, it's a hallway?
Yeah, the way it is, like, if this is the room.
Yeah.
There's the big, like, mess hall area here.
Yeah.
There's, like, it's cut off this way. So this is the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And then down here is a hallway leading to the next room of the station.
Oh, but the noise is coming from the kitchen.
Noise coming from the kitchen.
And it's not near the hallway. I can look through the wall.
Give me another perception check.
All right. So this time I'm going to remember to use the plus 20. 75. That's a pass.
Okay, yeah. There's a person in there moving around and looks like they're scrounging for stuff.
Yeah. Exactly what it sounds like.
All right. Well, we should introduce ourselves, don't you think?
I guess so.
I'm going to take out my submachine gun. Yeah. Let's go introduce ourselves.
A little social call.
All right, so what are you guys going
to
do?
I'm going to ping to that to Ryan. Like,
we got a live one.
We got a live one here.
Right, you guys are making your way through the machine shop, and they text you. Got a live one.
All right. I'll just send them back. Engage with caution. They're big boys. They can handle themselves.
Okay. So it hasn't noticed you yet.
Mm-hmm. It.
Well, you don't know if it's a man or a woman.
It's something.
Or something else.
All right.
Before we go after it, maybe I should do an InfoSec roll in here and get control over the doors and stuff.
Okay, give me an InfoSec check.
All right, I will. 13.
Yeah, again, it's, you know, it's everything's cut off, which is weird, but you get control of the doors.
But if I need to close the door between him and us, I can do that. That's important.
The kitchen just has a swing door.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't lock.
I wouldn't have bothered with that then.
That's all right. Well, okay. Okay.
I mean, it's you know, they can't have it locking if they're moving.
Is there a window in the swing door?
Yeah.
What I was going
to
say is...
a way to sneak and try to peek it through the door?
Yeah, give me an infiltration check.
Okay.
I was good at that before. I was not. Let's go. Let's see if it does well. Still got it.
51 out of 60.
I did it. 37 out of 45.
It doesn't notice you. You look through, and you see a person just sort of going through the food. They have scratches all over them too.
Oh,
we should probably stay away from that. Maybe shooting him isn't a good idea.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, or stabbing him. Or doing anything that'll make him bleed.
Concussion
if
grenade?
Only someone had a rope that could go and entangle someone from far away.
I have one of those. I have two of those.
How much people do I have?
There's one in there. Oh. But as you guys are talking, you hear the noise stop.
Okay.
Make an initiative check.
All right. It's different from the sheet, so...
Okay. So you're... It should be...
Right here.
So...
Where?
Wow, 11.
Oh, and it. Eight,
so you eight. Take one D10, roll one D10, and it adds your initiative score to it.
Okay.
That's what it is.
10.
Yeah. Wait, so what is 14.
This one?
INIT.
Right next to Mox and...
Oh, wait,
speed.
The 20. So... Wait, this is 20? So what?
Did you just copy it straight over from Gavin's other sheet?
Yeah. Wait.
So it's two.
Right.
Okay, let me see real quick. No, INIT.
Yeah,
it's 60, but it should be six.
So it's six. All right, so I got...
So just erase the zero there.
INIT.
So you roll 1d10 and add six.
Right, the old sheet all had everything was all...
Yeah, they simplified it in the new edition.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Yeah. 14.
So Derek's at 14.
Yeah.
Got,
Chris, what are you at?
10.
10, Amaya, where were you at?
6 plus... 14.
14, okay. It's also going at 10. So Yay. It is... You see, this man is bursting through the door.
High five for missing the party.
Well, then I'm just going to use my agonizer and just hurt him, not kill him.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Yeah,
that's probably the best thing we could do.
Derek, what are you going to do?
And you make fun of him that I have that gun.
apparently, I like to dodge.
I made fun of that you had.
I'm at the door,
you
so
spend,
I didn't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you took us well, not a step, but you know, you floated back a little bit. When
oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah, it's like going to come right at you and Meyer because you're closest to it.
Right. Okay. I'd still like to get out of the way.
All right, Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to use that rope that we were talking about. Try and trip him.
All right. So Derek, he's actually lunging straight at you.
Okay.
So make your fray check at full.
No problem.
Oh, no, it's plus 30.
No, I'm going before I thought.
Well,
you and Derek are going at the same time.
I have a fray of 80. I rolled a 73. I'm okay.
Okay, so he failed his combat check anyway. So you out of the way. So, Meyer, give me beam weapons.
Beam weapons. Come on, buddy. 23. I passed.
All right. Nothing happens.
Okay.
Your gun shoots.
Yeah.
He ignores it.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
He's a zombie.
Alright, Chris. What do we say to... What are you trying to do with the rope?
Is he still kind of lunging?
Well, Derek jumped out of the way, so now he's just kind of floating forward because it is 0G.
Right.
So he's heading towards
the
wall.
He was coming at me, I got out of the way.
Yeah, so I want the rope to intercept him and just stop him from being able to move his hands. And it's just like turn into a U and float toward him until he floats into it and then close around him.
You could try. Yeah. What do we say for the rope? What was it last time to use it?
I don't remember.
Can I try some of that?
I'm going to say it's probably interfacing.
It's spicy.
I think the interfacing sounds right.
Yeah.
Southern comfort pepper. Oh,
it's got Tabasco in it.
Yeah, I'm going to say interfacing.
85. That's not good.
Out of
50.
Yeah, you can't seem to program your rope correctly.
Is it a backwards view?
You've fallen up. He sailed again.
It just sort of lays across. You weren't really taking the zero G into account. So it's just.
Can't tell what burns.
Yeah.
Just kind of floats there. All right, next round. He is hitting the wall and trying to bounce off at you now, Meyer.
Yeah, well.
But you're going first, so Derek and Meyer, what are you
doing? I'm just going to dodge then, since my gun didn't do anything.
Well, that was on pain mode.
Well, I don't want to...
You want to try?
Well, would torches burn him?
Would burn him.
All right. So would the nanites come out?
Probably not.
All right, I'll roast him then.
Okay. Derek?
That's interesting.
I'd take a shot.
Cauterize the wound.
Okay. I'm roasting him.
So Meyer, beam weapons. Derek, I guess.
Might do a
weapons.
Shot of it.
Well, certainly I did it again.
I wouldn't pick it.
I got 19 out of 35.
13.
All right. He doesn't dodge, so both of you roll damage.
All right. Well,
that's hold on.
Damn. This got some
agitation to it. DV?
Yeah, your DV damage.
You guys have not reacted 11. Well. You don't want that. Okay.
So, I
need 10 plus 2.
This is 11.
No, that's not right.
That would be a 10.
It's probably 1d10.
Taste something different.
What do you want?
It just is 11. I don't know. Let me tell you.
11 for what? Oh,
DV.
No, it's 2d10.
What?
Why the average DV is 11.
Oh.
Roll 2d10.
Okay.
I got
it. I don't shoot both of my guns simultaneously.
All right. Well, I got 10.
You could. You got 10?
Yeah.
And what'd you have, Derek?
I got 10 points.
Okay, he's very, very hurt.
Okay.
He's sort of now just flailing around. There is... Meyer, you burned him, but Derek, you shot him.
Mm-hmm.
So now he is also gushing blood out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
As he comes floating back towards you. So, give me fray checks if you guys want to get out of the way of the blood.
You got it.
Do I need to get a fray check?
Yes.
No problem. 70 out of 80.
I did it 12 out of 40.
97.
All right, so Chris, give me Moxie times 10. So, Ed, you may have just been right, but a little early.
97.
Oh. Why did I roll the same thing twice in a row?
Well, the first time you didn't actually roll
you're right.
it twice.
That's
in
right.
A row.
Yeah.
You okay. just thought you did.
This time I actually did.
Okay, Chris, as he comes by.
Where's this another six?
Some of his blood gets in your mouth.
Oh.
So I was right.
I kind of just look at him like, oh, God.
You two, give me perception checks in minus 20.
No problem. 30 even. Out of, well...
I got
it's
eight.
60 with my minus, so 30.
Out of 40.
8 out of, wait, minus... Oh, it was 50, so it's 30-something.
Okay, obviously, backed up right before we came, right?
Yes.
So now it's just a suicide mission.
Well, yeah, so you guys see... You see Chris going...
Oh, God.
Now he's double infected.
That's not good.
Wouldn't that just make him into a double Yeti?
Well.
What the fuck is that from?
Futurama.
A double Yeti?
A double Yeti.
Chris, give me stress test.
Okay, that was...
Willpower
3. Okay. Should remember, it's a little Willy W. 39. That's also not good.
Is that a failure?
Yes, it is.
All right. Take 6 stress points.
Oh.
4 and 6 is 10.
Does that put you over your trauma threshold?
What is my trauma threshold?
Your TT. Trauma threshold?
It puts me over it twice.
Oh, so your trauma threshold is 5.
It was already... No, it's 4. I was already at it before, and then I got 6 more.
Oh, so that's a derangement.
Uh-oh.
Good.
It's all right. You might be only deranged until we kill you.
So that'll teach you to go eating strangers' blood.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't
I knew I should have moxied that.
Don't eat strangers' blood.
I figured it didn't
blood.
Matter since you guys all thought I was infected already anyway. We're probably going to kill me afterwards, though, so I figured I'd save it for something else.
Don't eat strangers' blood in space.
Chris was just trying to attract the women by pretending to be one of those vampire people.
Hey, if we kill Chris, yeah. We can take his coral stack and save it and sell it to slavery.
No, could. But then his coral stack will be infected if he's
right.
infected.
Yeah, we don't want that.
So that would spread the infection.
That's true. Not to mention, I'd probably find out
so
about
that. So you're two over? Well, see, that's not a major one.
Well, I was
speaking
at,
of,
I'm
going
to
get rid of that quarterback.
Yeah.
I didn't realize what that TT was about. I probably should have got one the last time I got a stress point, because that put me at four.
Yes. So now you're at moderate. That also means you have minus 20 to all of your actions.
Ooh, good.
Chris, your derangement is panic.
Yeah, okay.
You are overwhelmed by fear or anxiety and immediately seek to distance yourself from the cause of the stress.
Your blood.
Well, no.
No, that
blood.
Right.
And those things on the station.
Right.
I gotta distance myself from my blood!
Right after I snort a whole bunch of times and then go, that wasn't good. Oh, fuck, that wasn't good. I'm getting out of here. And then I'm just gonna take off back the way we came.
Oh, we gotta make sure he doesn't get on the fucking shuttle.
Oh, good idea, Myers. I honestly wasn't thinking that.
So give
you and you weren't thinking that because you didn't say it.
Chris, give me a free fall check.
I'm gonna ping Ryan.
Minus 20.
That's gonna
big
be
problem.
About
10 free fall.
Damien is affected.
Minus 20.
There he is. It went insane.
82.
Now,
no.
All right. So you're so panicked
station.
That you just start to fumble your way through that program. You're not really going anywhere.
I own a dog paddle.
You're absolutely sure that Damien was infected?
Yes, I'm absolutely sure that Damien was infected.
Your conscience is clear on this one.
I just send back to him, take him out at any cost. Your new priority.
Oh boy. We have to kill him. I'm going to ping to Ryan. Watch, make sure he doesn't get on the shuttle.
All right, so we'll go, back I guess we're...
You guys just got to the docking bay, and we're about to open the other door.
Back to the shuttle?
Yes.
Well, you know what? I'll press Y. God presses
so
Y. Chris,
out
you're infected.
At what
yeah.
point where...
They weren't really in that room for too long, so I'm going to say you guys did just make it through the machine shop back to the first docking bay. When you get a message from Ryan, from Meyer, that Chris is infected. And you do that little thing, you know, take him out at all costs. All
right, so
then
yeah.
We turn around and head back to the ship.
I've got my gun drawn. I've had my gun drawn, but...
Right.
I draw my gun, too.
All right, so you are...
Well, I had my gun out, didn't I?
You did, but...
My submachine gun.
You made, who knows around. What's going on right now with you?
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Okay, so you guys are heading back?
Yeah.
Okay, God presses Y again. You guys are going to try to kill Chris?
I guess we have to.
All right, then roll initiative.
What do you think, Monkey Man?
I don't really have to.
You don't have to.
No, I
could understand how you guys might want to.
What? Okay, so we have a flailing Chris.
He is making his way towards the door.
Okay.
Just
how about the body that caused all this? What's going on with that?
He's
dead.
It's not quite dead yet.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
It is, I mean, it's still alive.
Not dead yet.
But it's moaning in pain.
Okay.
Or screaming, really, in agony, because it has a huge burn mark on its chest, and its stomach has a bullet hole in it that it is covering, but it is gushing blood. It does kind of seem like it might be coming around, though.
Okay.
You mean coming around, like getting ready to get back up and...
And attack.
Ryan, you and I might have to take the shuttle by ourselves.
Well, here's what I know. The doctor in the group told me that he's infected.
Right.
I told them to watch him for any erratic behavior, and he just texted me back. He's panicked and running back to the shuttle.
Right.
Which I can only assume means that he wants to hijack it, leave us here to die, and spread
Well, really, Chris is heading back towards the rec room.
Right.
You don't know if he's going towards the shuttle, necessarily.
Well, no, that's what Meyer told
right.
me.
Right.
I just said watch the shuttle, yeah. Because I'm just thinking ahead of time. Like
right.
You're thinking,
there.
Yeah, he's probably going
assuming.
Back.
No,
that would be the place to run, though.
I mean, Chris, you are panicked. You want to get as far away from the cause of your panic as possible.
Shuttle's
so that would
that.
Be taking the shuttle.
Yes.
I'm not actually there. And while I have some, you know, Well, not exactly military training, but paramilitary training. I'm guessing they don't. So they're clouding their reports to me with inference.
Right. So yeah. Ryan, I'm going to say, since you're literally on the other side of the ring, it's going to take you 6 turns to get to the other docking bay, going as fast as you can.
All right.
It's also going to take them. It's going to take, if Chris makes freefall checks, it's going to take him 6 turns to get there. Because you have a straight path. Right. He has a winding path.
We don't necessarily have to get to the docking bay. We just have to get to the ops center and put ourselves between.
That's true. The ops center would be, he'd have to go through there to get to the docking bay.
Right. Put ourselves
between. So then I'll say it's going to be 5 turns each.
Okay.
Well, okay. So I say, okay. Gavin, you follow him. I'll take care of this poor bastard.
All right.
So, Ryan and Ed, you don't have to roll initiative for this. I'm just going to say, if it gets to you being in the same room at the same time, then we'll worry about it.
Okay.
Chris, Meyer, Derek, mm-hmm. roll initiative. Combat lull for a minute.
All right. I'm going to try.
Just so we can do something.
Yeah, 17 I got.
I'm going to say Ryan and Ed make free fall checks.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Wait, initiative is 1 die.
I'm
one die. Okay. 20.
Fuck. Oh, only 20. What were you at, Chris?
17.
And Meyer?
Yeah, 14 again.
All right. 14. At least I'm faster than the guy who's coming after.
All right, so Ryan, you, Ed, you're kind of flailing around, mm-hmm. and Ryan hops off and gets in front of you.
53 out of 60.
Yeah, so you're okay for this turn.
I got a 46 out of 40.
Okay, so you're making your way, Ed, but you're slower than Ryan. All right, the thing is, once again, going at 10. So, Derek, you're first.
Okay, I'm taking a shot at the thing.
Okay.
Because I figure if I can put it out, if I can stop that from attacking, we have a chance to think.
If you want, you can use your because combat works with, major actions and minor actions, pretty much. So you can take your minor action to aim, which adds plus 10, I believe.
Okay.
Wait, you're using a smart link, right?
Yeah.
That should be impacted.
You have laser
light. Yeah, with the laser bullets. Yeah.
Yeah, that already adds plus 10 to your.
Right. I think go higher than 80 anyway.
Yeah,
so.
and a quick aim shot adds plus 10.
Okay.
Well, no. You couldn't buy your skills because you just made the tech.
You can buy above 80. Okay. But they can be above 80 gear and stuff.
So, fine. So,
if you use your quick action to aim, that's plus 10.
If I go, I'm a dexterity, two guns, two shots.
You're ambidextrous, so yeah, you can do that.
All right.
With your feet too.
So
he only has the 2 guns.
Right.
So, but each you have to roll each.
Anyone had to take ambidextrous an extra 2 times.
Okay. So with the plus, I attack 84 because I get
1.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
He's a monkey.
And then the other one is 13.
All right. So he fails both dodges. So roll. Okay.
If he did it another time, all right. So here we go. Let's do this.
That's a 10. That's a 9. That's a 19.
No, he's dead.
Okay.
He's like, he turns himself around. You just go and blast him right in the head.
Hey, you can help me after this then.
All right, so Chris, what are you doing?
Do I make it through the door?
Give me a free fall check.
Okay. Because if I make it through
minus 20.
Minus 20. Nope.
you don't make it through the door.
Okay. I'm shooting.
Okay.
I can't ask you the question I want to ask.
Roll your beam weapons. Are you using it on pain or roast?
I'm roasting. He's infected. Might as well just kill him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris, you do get to make your fray at half.
Yeah.
Minus 20.
At half, minus 20.
Yes.
So, minus 20 first or half first?
Half first.
Okay, so 65. Round up or round down?
You got 27 out of 35.
Yeah, 65. That's 32. No, 33, because I get to round up.
Mm-hmm.
And then minus
13.
So, yeah, you're rolling at 13.
I think I might get the quarter on this one.
Yeah, I figured it out, too.
I'm going to moxie this.
Okay, what did you roll, Meyer?
27 out of 35.
I believe the moxie gives you a margin of success of 20?
10, I think.
10.
Oh, so...
So if you did, it still wouldn't give you enough to beat Meyer.
All right, then I'll roll.
Even if he rolled, it wouldn't be enough to make...
Well, he'd have to get a crit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he'd have
to roll. Or I could do really bad and...
You'd have to roll 11 or a 0.
If you rolled an 11 or a 0, you'd...
11?
Okay, Meyer, you miss. You gotta get. He earned that one.
The hair of your ass,
Chris. You do feel the hairs on the back of your neck, though.
The
singe.
Hairs on his chin.
As Meyer beams you and misses.
Wait. So
graze the.
Does anybody have speed 2?
No.
It's a terrible movie. Well, I do, but you.
Well, you.
Yeah, I'm not.
Actually, there. Ryan, you have speed 2, so you can get there twice as fast.
Chris, oh, that's right.
Graze so the hair on your chinny chin chin.
54 and a 50.
I think Ed just signed a quarter.
All right, so that's 2. Wait, so you need 5.
You're a self-loathing up. Hiding in a human body.
And he also yes. He sells uplift egos into slavery.
I don't have the quarter for you, Ed, but yes, uplifted pig.
Okay. So
see
next
that one coming.
Derek, you're up first. Yeah. Chris is still in the room.
Why didn't you guess then? You could have made the quarter. Now it goes to Ed.
Right, I'm going to attempt a. I was going to attempt I'm not going to shoot at him. Like an intercept.
The squealing was too much, Ryan.
like a move, like
although
a prey.
I thought snorting was too much.
Yeah. All
right.
Am I getting tackled?
No, he's going to try. That's going to be free fall to try to get to him.
Okay. Man, it's not. I'm not strong here.
Where's your ears, then?
Hmm?
Your pig ears.
No, pig ears. I'm in an exalt
form. He's in a human body.
Right.
So like, free fall to see if you can...
You were a pig who turned into a human body.
Okay, so yeah. Derek, you push off, but Chris is still moving.
That's fine.
So you just kind of go sailing past
him. I did just make a shot and then try to turn.
All right, Chris, you're next.
All right, seeing how I felt someone shooting at me, and then I just saw this guy float by pointing 2 guns.
Yeah?
I'm going to shoot the fuck at him.
Well, no, he wasn't pointing the guns.
No.
He was going to try to grab you.
Right.
Well,
I'm not even there. I mean, I can't not traveling far enough, I assumed. Cause
you said he went sailing past me.
Well,
I would assume that means he's now in front of me.
No, he went behind you.
Right. I didn't have enough oomph to get you.
He was trying to get me.
Right.
And
you're going
me,
to the door.
And like this?
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're still panicked
because,
going to the door.
Your path is windy.
Right.
As Alex said.
And so, I was trying to get
I mean, if you want,
you
can give me a perception check to see if you notice him. It would be with your minus 20 already, minus another 20.
It doesn't cost me anything, though, to do it, right?
No.
I don't have time.
So
I don't,
minus,
that's not my action.
At a minus 40?
Yeah, at minus 40.
So I got to get under 30. And I did, 16.
You notice him sliding behind you.
What does that mean?
That doesn't do anything for me. And I noticed that someone was shooting at me, right?
Oh, yes.
That's completely...
So I know it was a beam weapon, so I know it was mine.
Unless the crazy guy had a beam weapon.
Right. You know, it's not me.
Right.
Monkeys don't carry beam weapons.
How close by to this door? Might be, like, right there?
This turn, you can jump through it.
So I want to just jump through it and close and lock it behind me.
Blow it up!
Because I still have admin privileges for the door.
Okay.
There's a kitchen door.
Jump.
No, the other
door.
The mess hall door.
Actually, no, you don't. You're going to the rec room. You didn't hack that room.
But it's the same door.
No, but you didn't. Oh, no, yeah, that's right. You hacked them. Okay.
Yeah, he hacked
so,
the
Chris,
room
you
the mess hall
give me,
the rec room.
Give me an interfacing check.
Minus 20?
Yep.
Interfacing check. Panicking.
I'm going to moxie that one.
Okay.
All right.
You spend a point of moxie. Meyer? Chris jumps through the door. The door slams shut.
All right.
I'll tell Ryan that he just locked us out.
All right, so Ryan, give me another free fall. Ed, you too.
He locked the door behind him.
Well, he closed it. You don't know if it's locked yet.
36 out of 60.
Okay.
So I got 4 out of 35.
Okay, so you're catching up.
It's up to us, Doc.
Unless I told the thing to lock the door and it didn't work.
Well, you already hacked, so you locked it. So you guys could try to get the door.
Mm-hmm.
But... So speed 2, so Ryan, give me another free fall.
I'm not trained in InfoSec.
Your muses.
I don't think I have anything. Any InfoSec.
Alright, I'm going to tell my muse to do it.
What's InfoSec?
It's like hacking.
44
no,
out of
actually InfoSec?
Yeah.
Okay, so Ryan, next free fall, beginning
okay,
next,
so I don't have it.
If you make your free fall check on speed 1,
okay.
You'll be in the communications hub on speed 2.
Oh, okay.
If you fail it, and you'll be able to act on speed 2.
Okay.
If you fail it
so
on the next turn on speed 1, it's going
to
take you that full turn. You'll get there,
right.
But it's going to take you that full turn.
Okay.
And cog is my lowest one.
Yeah, well, you can ask your muse to do it. You could tell your muse to try to hack the door.
Oh,
your
muse,
at least it should have InfoSec.
Oh, no, you can't, because InfoSec is one of those trained ones that you have to be trained.
Yeah, you have to be trained in InfoSec.
It's usually...
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I can try to have my muse do it, okay.
Yeah, my muse control.
All right, so next turn...
I have a 30 on mine, what about 30? All
right,
we'll try it.
All right, so Derek, you're up first, so roll.
Okay.
I'll roll for you.
Okay.
Muse is 30?
Yeah.
Yeah, your muse.
Wow!
Oh, fuck you!
Dusty says,
yeah, but,
open that door!
No, but it takes him the full turn to open the door.
Yeah, that's fine.
What's your muse's name?
Dusty.
What's
Dusty like?
Dusty is kind of... Think about your typical, like, sun-baked old western prospector.
Sheep shoe and got yourself corralled, you
Think Festus from Gunsmoke.
So Chris, what do you do?
Now when they
At the end of this,
do I know they're playing with it?
Gonna be more than a jackrabbit.
Yeah, if you want, you could try to make an opposed InfoSec check.
Can I do that in round?
Yes. Well, no. Well, yes. Yes, you can. Since you need free fall...
But I know they're opening it. Can I just turn around and point my gun at the door?
You could do that, too.
You can
try to move and make the opposed InfoSec check.
To do that.
I would guess it might be.
You want to get out of here.
Right.
That's what you want to do.
So I should probably just keep running.
Yeah, you are pretty panicked. I mean, if you wanted to, you could run and try to make the opposed InfoSec check. You would have to beat what his muse rolled.
His muse only has 30? I'd have to get a bigger margin of victory.
You have to get a better margin of success.
Yeah, all right. So then I'll run in opposing InfoSec.
Since I'll tell you this. You're running through the rec room. If you make a free fall check and pass, you will get out of the room. You'll spend your whole action. You won't be able to make the InfoSec check, but you'll be able to spend your turn getting out of this room. If you make the InfoSec check, you're going to be moving slower. You'll still be in this room.
Admin rights to the next door?
Did you hack in the communications room?
Yes, I did.
So, yes, you do.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll...
That's ops, right?
Once again...
Ops, yeah.
By the way, it's still my turn now.
Are we at ops?
Door's open.
Not open yet.
No, the door's not open yet.
We were able to access it, but it's open.
I'm saying at the end of speed one,
right.
The door opens.
Okay. Where are we?
You're in the machine shop. Ryan is
next. Yeah, I'm way ahead of you. Ed.
Yeah, Ryan has been speeding through.
Okay,
you're pretty much like at the beginning of the machine shop.
So the next
Ryan's all the way on the other. Yeah, the next door he goes through is ops.
Okay,
but you're all the way on the other side of the room. Ryan has just been like he was born in this. Yeah, so you could either spend your full action, your action to try to roll free fall and get out of the room.
I'm going to moxie out of the room and close and lock the door behind me.
Just put another barrier up. That makes sense.
Okay.
Especially if he's panicked
and
he thinks that they're trying to stop him.
Yeah.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now make another interface check to slam the other door, to lock the other, door.
Minus 20.
Yes.
33.
Critical success.
Critical success.
Okay, yeah, you slam that door slams shut, and you manage to throw up an encryption lock on it.
Oh, eat that.
So, Meyer, door slides open, you see Chris ducking through the other door, and that one slams shut.
Son of a bitch.
All right.
So, speed two. Oh, no, well, Ryan, now you make me free fall check. Ed, two.
I'm going to just moxing it.
27 out of 60.
Okay. So, Ryan, Ed, you're about halfway through the machine shop now. It's going to, at your rate, it's going to take you another two turns to get to the communications ops. Mm-hmm. Ryan, you come flying through the door as you see Chris coming through and that door slams shut.
Okay.
So you get a speed two action now.
You know...
And I
running into your offensive line.
You get an automatic spray.
Out of the frying pan, into the fire.
Doc,
into the suck.
I'm going to... You know what? Full auto, automatic pistol.
Whoa. Okay. Oh, man.
If I don't die,
so
I'm
that's
full auto.
Plus 30 to hit or
back
plus 3d10 damage.
You realize.
Oh, my lord.
I'm gonna go with the
picture I have in my head right now is fantastic.
I'm gonna go with the damage.
Okay, so Chris, you roll your fray at half, minus 20.
Minus, that was what, 13?
I believe so.
Half minus, so it was 33, and then minus 20 is 13.
Correct. So what did you roll, Ryan?
I rolled a 32 out of 70.
All right, so you're moxying it wouldn't help, so you have to roll. You'd have to roll a crit again.
I have to roll 11 again.
Well, it's
11
not, he's or done it before.
Double zeros. 20.
That's nope. Not it.
All right, so Ryan, roll for damage.
All right.
So what's the armor, the AP on your gun?
Is minus 3.
Chris, what's your kinetic armor?
22.
Oh.
Oh, well.
So, Ryan.
I'm prepared for these contingencies.
Okay.
I've been shot at before.
Yeah. So I assume my guy gets shot at a lot. Slavers so aren't popular.
No.
It's 19. And then I get the 3d10.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
33 total.
What's your armor, Chris?
22.
All right, so it's 19 with his minus 3. So 33 minus 22 is 11, plus 3 is 14.
14.
So you take 14 damage.
Okay. 14.
Okay.
And what's your
damage? The damage something? Dirt?
Your wound threshold is 7.
WT.
So you take 2 wounds.
Okay.
So that's another minus 20 to all your actions.
I'm at minus 40 and everything.
Plus, make me a will times 3 check to see whether or not you pass out from pain. That doesn't have my. That's the
can I moxie that?
I don't think so.
Will times 3?
Yes, there's no penalty on that one.
29. That's 29 out of 30.
You don't pass out. You don't pass out.
Oh, Ryan, someone's getting shot back at.
But you do have, what are they called, the physical ones? Not derangements.
Wounds.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess just you have.
Traumas?
Two
like,
wounds.
Yeah, like an actual, but it's like you're, there we go, 1 second.
I mean, basically just wherever I shot you has been shot.
That's true.
You have been shot.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. It's not a will times 3. It's Psalm times 3.
Psalm times 3.
What's your somatics?
3. It's the same thing.
Okay, so you
made it out.
Right. Okay, so...
All right, and then...
Yeah.
How many rounds does that spend?
10? 10. 10 for full auto.
So I'm at 14 shots now.
Do you have anything that negates the penalty from wounds, Chris? Medicines or anything?
I do, yeah, medicines.
Okay, so that negates one wound. So the penalty from one wound. So, Ryan,
30,
where's your body hit die, actually, if I may borrow it?
Oh!
It's in this black bag here.
Metamachines.
I
they
got
are.
Ryan that die.
Crutch.
That's what I had most of my armor.
Okay.
Oh, I
Chris?
You just had like 10 cups.
I actually have crotch armor. It's crazy.
No, Chris, your left leg is shot to hell.
Okay.
Literally.
Basically blew my left leg to pieces.
It's not falling off, but it's unusable.
I didn't need it.
It's also spurting blood everywhere.
Good for everyone else.
All right, so, Ryan, now you have to make an actual initiative check.
Okay. That's 8, and... And that is 9, so 17.
Oh, at the same time.
So you and Chris are going at the same time.
Yes.
But Derek is first.
Okay. All right.
I'm gonna shoot Ryan.
I have Dusty close the door behind us.
Am I close?
This door is open. This door closed
at the same time as me.
I know the contagion is behind me.
Right.
So I have Dusty close that door behind us.
He already has it. He's
okay. Can I see them from where I am?
You can see
Ryan. You can't see.
We're in the inner ring.
Everything's curved too.
Okay.
So while Ryan is standing in the doorway, there's a wall blocking your view of Chris.
All right.
So, Ed, make another free fall check to keep going.
I'm going to shoot you, Ryan.
That is an 8 out of 35.
Unless I completely fail, which
turn,
is pretty likely.
You will get into the communication, to ops. All right, but Derek, you're up first, so what are you trying to do?
That's when I'm going to have to try to open this other door.
All right, so have...
have Dusty
attempt, give him a shot.
Okay.
He has 30?
Yeah.
And this is the one that he encrypted.
Yeah, it should be harder than that, right?
Oh, yeah, it should be.
Yeah, no, but he tries to brute force hack because you have to get through.
Right.
He's working on it. He rolled a 1. So he's working. It's not going to open this turn, though.
That's fine.
It's going to take two turns for him to break the encryption.
Okay. I'll be dead by then.
I might be dead by then, too.
You'll be running into a pool of infected blood.
All right, so Chris and Ryan are going at the same time.
I'm pushing my neurochem to level 2, so I get 3 actions, and I'm going to devote my first action entirely to Frey.
Okay.
Damn it.
So
don't do that.
Ryan, that gives you plus 30 to your Frey. Chris?
Okay, so I'm at 100.
So don't roll a 99, Ryan.
Roll a 99, Ryan. Damn it.
I rolled an 87.
All right, so Chris, what are you shooting at him with?
My submachine gun. Full auto.
All right, full auto. So that can either add plus 30 to your chance to hit him,
yes,
or plus 3d10 damage.
No.
Okay, so that plus 30 negates the minus 30 penalty you would have had.
Yes.
What's your skill?
90.
All right,
so you have to roll either an 88, an 89, or a 90 to hit me.
Yes.
All
right. It's not impossible. He's done that.
Got my fingers crossed here.
Chris, I will tell you, if you take your quick action to aim, that adds plus 10.
Well, then I'll do that.
All right. So you get plus 10.
So that's 100.
You still have to beat his number, or a crit.
Right, because he had.
Now it has to be anything higher than 87. Then
what?
Right,
because I aimed. Now
anything higher than 87 that's not a 99.
Right.
46.
Sorry, Chris.
That's the wrong direction.
Can I moxie that?
That would give you 64.
That's still not good.
So Ryan, you go flying out of the way.
A
stream of bullets mows down where you were.
I am a leaf on the wind.
Watch me soar.
All right, so that's speed 1. Ryan, speed 2, what are you going to do?
Speed 2 is another fucking full auto shot, because this guy is infected with the exurgent virus.
He's shot at you.
So, Chris, you get your fray at half, minus 30.
All right. Oh, is that 3 now?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to... I'm going to, again, go for the 3d10 damage.
Okay.
73, that's close.
There's a 3 in it.
There's a 3.
That's 15 out of 70.
All right, so you hit.
Now it's 3.
Sorry, Chris.
All right, I'll put it back.
All right, so roll for damage.
All right, 2d10.
It's all right. I bought all the same equipment for my second move, too.
13 is my base, and then I add 3d10. 16, 24... 25. Mm-hmm. With a minus AP. Minus 3 AP.
What's your armor, Chris?
22.
So you take 6.
6. 6 damage?
Wait, no, 25 you had, Ryan?
25, yeah.
So 22, yeah, so 6.
6.
So I'm up to 20 now.
And he still gets over his damage limit.
What's your wound threshold? So that's his trauma threshold. That's mental. Your WT.
WT. I'm looking right. Oh, 7.
Okay, so you don't get another one.
And what's your DUR?
53.
What?
DR? Oh, no, DUR. 35. Sorry.
35. Okay.
So what? And you're at 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, so durability is when you just pass out.
Okay. So
that's when you can't do it.
He's going to have
anymore.
To shoot me a little better.
All right.
Well, Ryan gets a third action.
I know.
So.
I can't. I don't have enough rounds in the clip to do this.
I mean, he can't shoot you still.
It just has to use
or you can even spend your action to reload, Ryan. I mean, your quick action can be reloading. And then your full action can be...
Well, I got 100 bullets, so...
Yeah, so I mean, if you use your quick action to reload instead of, like, aim... All
right. I'll just eject the magazine, click, and then...
That's not so good.
Blazingly fast. Roll under a 3.
He does one of those...
78.
That's close.
Even worse.
30 out of 70.
All right, roll for damage.
He tosses the full clip in the air... Discharges the other clip, and as he's putting the gun down and squeezing the trigger,
in zero G.
10, 12.
That'll probably make it easier.
Oh, yeah, he just leaves it there.
Yeah, he just.
That's 21. 23 with a minus 3, so another 4.
Another 4. I still didn't pass out.
Okay. So, well, no, you get another.
You get another wound?
Yep, that puts you at another wound. So now make me a Psalm times 3 check.
Alright. Now I passed out. 36.
Okay, Chris, You're not going to be blacked out, but you're blacked out for this turn. Okay. Because you pass out for a little bit, because holy fuck, that's a lot of bullets.
Yeah.
And they're all in you. All right, so, Chris, you are out this turn. Derek, at the end of this turn, Rusty's going to have the door open.
Okay.
Meyer, I mean, you could do... I don't know what you want, what you can try to do.
Can my muse help?
At this, I mean, you can try to help, but at this point, it's not really going to speed things up too much.
Are there any heating vents in the room? Air conditioning vents, something like that.
Between you and the other room?
But in between the door with the door, the wall we're on now, and the other room.
No.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So Ed, you have to make another free fall check to get to the ops room.
Okay.
I almost got my gun out.
That is 5 out of I don't know something.
Okay. So at the end of this turn, you're in the ops room.
I'm really sorry about this, Chris, but as far as I know, you've got the exurgent virus.
Yeah, Ryan, if you want to coup de grace him.
I was just going to say.
You don't need to be sorry about this. This is fun.
All right. So, Ryan?
I'm going to go over and just...
All right. So you're just going to walk over and go...
Yeah.
All right. So make me Moxie times 10.
Watch out for the blood.
Well, I still have the Guardians. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're livid. So make me Moxie... I'll give you Moxie times 20.
All right.
Because you have a Guardian Swarm.
What do you do? Is it current Moxie or?
It's your total Moxie.
That's 88 out of 60.
Oh!
No!
Why we can't kill Ryan?
No. I win in the end anyway.
There's no guarantee here.
Ryan, you walk over and not walk over because it's in zero G. You sort of float over towards Chris, and there's blood everywhere because you hit him in like a major artery in the leg.
Okay.
He's been gushing blood. It's filling the air and just floating there. Your Guardian Swarm goes off the fucking chain.
Any chance just, I could be just conscious enough to spit in his mouth?
No.
Okay.
That hopefully Ryan doesn't go insane. He'll just die.
The door's going to open and he's going to start shooting you guys.
Now you're gonna kill me! Well, I'll kill you first, motherfuckers!
I hope that's what Ryan does.
Well, if previous experience is any indication, I'm gonna go crazy, have brain aneurysm, and try to scratch my face off.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, you have to, like, trudge through blood to get to him. And your Guardian Swarm starts picking it, you know, it's attacking it like crazy. Then you walk over and you shoot him in the head, and it pretty much just explodes. And there's just so much that your Guardian Swarm can't get all of it. And flecks of blood hit your face.
Oh.
Where's Amir when you need him?
See, this is what happens when James and Will miss a game.
Yeah,
you
Will
can blame
here,
them.
He
this is
the
entirely
one
their fault.
I
so, agree. Ed, you float in. Just in so this is what happens.
Well, I'm not going
to
go in.
No. I know you're not. But Ed, you get to the doorway and you guys open the door just in time to see Ryan go. So everyone, give me a perception check. Not Ryan and not Chris because you're dead.
Yeah, no problem. 56.
I'm dead.
56 out of 80. Out of 60.
45 out of 55.
Okay, yeah. So you guys all see the flux of blood. Most of them sort of just fizzle away in the air in front of Ryan, but there's definitely flecks of blood hit his face, and you could see it on his skin.
How are you feeling, Lucas?
Ryan?
Uh-huh.
Give me a will times 3.
Okay. That's 24 out of 45.
All right. You don't... I mean, as of right now, you don't feel too bad. But you do take 4 points of stress.
Okay. That does not yet give me a trauma.
Well, we'll be sure to tell the man in black that you did all you could to protect us.
I kind of sit.
Well, Ryan, here's the thing. You're worried that you might be infected, but...
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
I'm going to just leave these here, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Mom.
You never know what's
going to
happen.
Mrs. Mannix, everybody at home.
Well, I was going to say we could just cut this part out, but
no,
that was integral.
Okay. Yes. So, Ryan, you're worried that you might be infected, but you also remember that Ed and Maya were pretty much, you know, wrist deep in the blood before, and they seem to be okay. So you're not quite sure you are infected.
Right.
Well, I'll have the doc check me out.
All right, so yeah. Ed, give me general practice at minus 20.
All right, well, can we first let's get through the room.
All right, yeah, so you can ask Ryan to come to you, or you could try going to Ryan.
I'm
already infected, I'm exposed.
That's all
so.
How can we get? Can we get through?
You'd have to.
We have to. Yeah.
There's blood everywhere.
Right.
It's going to be really tough for you guys to get out. So Ryan, I won't make you roll for it, Ryan. Okay. You can float over to Ed.
So I'm going
to
roll general practice.
Minus 20.
Infected.
Now, all of you have to die.
That is an 18 out of
you're already dead, so
45.
He seems to be infected.
Sorry, Charlie.
Ryan and, Meyer and Derek, give me free fall at minus 20.
Okay.
To get out of the room.
Can I moxie it?
Yeah, that would give you a success. Yeah.
Yes, I'll moxie it.
Yeah, I'm going to moxie my way through the room.
29 out of 35.
As soon as I'm finished with this guy.
Sorry. All right. Where are you guys going?
To the,
garbage.
To the docking room?
Yeah.
Alright, so you three...
So here's the story, you guys. You guys get out of here.
Try to find a way to destroy the station.
I'm gonna see if I can figure out what's on the rest of the station before I start to scratch my eyes out.
And, take this. I'm gonna hand them a carton of yogurt.
Okay.
Do I have any drugs for him?
Thanks.
That's the,
Calm, or whatever it's called?
Comfort.
Comfort yogurt.
I'm going to give him my comfort.
All right, so mark it off your sheet. Ryan, Ed gives you some comfort.
Should have rolled. Okay, I'm going to eat it. What does that do for me?
It lowers your stress. Oh, yeah, it's on your sheet, right?
Plus 5 to lucidity, ignore 1 trauma modifier, plus 10 to resist emotional manipulation.
All right, well,
essentially, it just sort of makes you feel better when you're in stress.
I'm pretty stressed out right now, but it's not reflected in my points.
Yeah, but Ryan, give me another will times 3 check.
Because the doctor just
just confirmed what you were already worried about.
18 out of 45.
Okay, you managed to keep your cool. But yeah, you're infected. You are an X-threat now.
Hey, Amir be proud.
Well, thank God for that.
Well...
Want me to bring anything of yours?
And now I'm going to moxie my way through the blood room.
So spend a point of moxie.
Anyone want to use the glow in the dark dye?
How did it work for you?
Let's see, is there anything
I didn't use
else?
It. Right. Also 20 sides.
What flavor yogurt is comfort?
Comfort flavor.
At the bottom, it could be any flavor.
Right.
Lingonberry.
It's,
IKEA brand comfort.
Bloodberry.
Still missing 3 things on that one.
Blueberry.
Burberry?
Blueberry.
I'm gonna pass Meyer my gun and my Ecto, because those are the only 2 things that I can possibly think of that I would want to save.
Okay.
I'm
gonna say, Ryan, give me...
Someone might want to take the gun that my guy had.
Well, see, here's the thing. Everything's pretty much covered
in blood.
In that case, no, I can't, because I might be...
Oh, okay. All right. I guess we're getting
I might be transmitting the...
All right.
...exurgent fire. So you guys get out of here. Maintain radio contact as long as you can.
Yep.
I'll explore the rest of the station and... see if I can give it a nudge in toward the interdiction field.
Okay.
Semper Fi, Lucas.
If not...
We're Marines?
If not, contact the man in black and tell him to have some crows come by and blow this place up.
All right. It's expression.
Oh. All right, so you guys made your way through the room. You're in the docking bay. So you're going to climb back on your shuttle?
Uh-huh.
All right, you seal it up. Detaches.
Okay.
Are you leaving? Or are you just floating?
We're kind of orbiting the station.
Okay. So Ryan, you're all alone.
Alright.
Well, you have your muse with
destination.
You
do have your muse.
What's your muse's name?
My muse's name is Franklin.
A whole
what's
bunch
Franklin
of corpses.
Like?
Franklin appears in the form of a fatherly figure in an Argyle sweater. He's got, like, salt and pepper gray hair and a mustache, and he's constantly exasperated with me.
Okay, Ryan. Franklin pops up. Fine mess you've gotten yourself into this time, sport.
I swear at him in Portuguese.
He swears right back at him.
Why in Portuguese?
Because that's my character is Portuguese.
Why not?
Native language.
Well, yeah. All right.
Well, what do you suggest we do now?
Probably speak English, too.
Yeah, I speak Portuguese, English, Cantonese, and Hindi.
Oh.
Well, I guess possibly do some recon on the rest of the station and then see if I can give this place a nudge down toward the planet. Any idea how long I have before this thing starts to hit me, Franklin?
Does Franklin have any sort of medicine or...
Let's see what he's got. I don't think he does.
If we're in radio contact, my...
He's got psychology.
My muse has medicine.
What kind of medicine?
General practice.
Well, you probably have it.
Yeah, you would be better at it.
So I'll ask you then, because he's
so general practice minus 20.
Franklin doesn't have
that
any.
That is 47 out of 15, I think. No, out of 65.
Okay, so based on what you've seen on the ship. It seems it's pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he might just have minutes. But he's keeping his cool. So, you really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a minute, could be an hour.
Well, I wouldn't count on catching the game tomorrow.
Well, we know where the other shuttle went. So you guys figure out what's going on on Van Nuenen. I guess get back to Mitre and find me a new body.
Yes.
I don't really have much money, so I'll probably be in something cheap and shitty.
Yes.
We were talking about that before. I'm sorry, Ryan. I was joking. I didn't actually mean to welcome you to the clanking masses.
I suggest that we head back to Mitre and pick up a new Lucas and Damien.
Maybe Firewall can make a good body. Have a nice body.
And I mean, catch maybe them up on what happened, since they don't have their cortical stacks.
We'll give Lucas a nice body, and we'll give Damien a pick.
Ryan, how many credit? What's your credit?
We should
all you guys
Damien
don't know that out of
I have.
Second of all, I already have an exact duplicate of the body that I bought.
I know,
I'm
saying out of
grand.
Character.
Okay.
How much?
Singing.
22 grand.
Regardless, I have an exact duplicate.
You can get something for that.
Yeah, but you can get a biomorph.
I can't lose that.
We'll worry about that later.
Yeah. All right. So I guess.
So are you guys going to orbit around until Ryan goes crazy, or are you going to leave?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm telling them, just get the hell out of here, because if I don't know how much time I have, I'm not even going to bother with what's going on in the rest of the station. I'm just going to, I guess, try to hack the place.
We want to be far away from here when the station goes up.
And
I hate
send
to
it down.
Heartless, but I don't think we can stick around.
Send it into the fence.
Okay, so give me an InfoSec check again, Ryan.
Now, I have InfoSec at 45, and my muse has it at 30. Can it help me?
Yeah.
Can my corpse help me?
55?
No. My corpse has a lot of InfoSec.
You can't go home with Rene Abershinois as Doc
Stewart. Yeah, no, that's a 99. I critically failed.
Ryan, you...
Does he critically fail so much that it causes the station to plummet towards the planet?
No, unfortunately not. But Ryan, you can make a cog plus int plus sav roll.
Okay, cog int sav, so that's 45. 15 out of 45.
Wow.
Okay. You manage to avoid the basilisk hack, but you get completely locked out of the system.
Oh, okay.
So you're not really doing anything.
What's a basilisk hack?
A basilisk hack.
Stone.
No. A basilisk hack is something that the Titans came up with. It's pretty much a backdoor access to the transhuman brain.
Okay.
And through it, they can reprogram it.
Oh.
They got so intelligent that they figured out, different ways, like a series of tones or pictures that will reprogram your brain.
Like, if you picture...
like that episode of South Park where they found the brown note.
The brown note, except instead of making you shit yourself, it turns your brain into whatever they want it to be.
What was yours going to be? It's going to be much more highbrow.
I was going to say, like in Dollhouse, when they figured out how to wipe people remotely.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It would sort of do that to you and, you know.
And then turn you into a horrible alien monstrosity.
Hey, Ryan, why don't you just run down to the, like, reactor core and hurl something into it?
Does this station have a reactor? I mean, how do they...
That's the one thing I didn't put on here.
It's gotta have some sort of...
It's
in Earth orbit. It could just have solar panels.
Yeah, it does have a lot of solar panels. It's a low energy station. The outside's pretty much coated in solar panels.
All right, you know what? In that case, if I can't do anything, I told them to tell the man in black to send some crows over to blow this place up.
I mean, you could, they're still within range that you can message them that.
All right, I'll just let them know, guys, I'm locked out of the system here. I can't do anything, so you're going to have to call in the cavalry to have this place sweeped. Mm. I am going to pull an Amir.
Okay.
And
so, Ryan.
Exit stage right.
Give me a will times three check.
9 out of 45.
All right, if you want, you can eat that bullet.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Okay, so you
over the lips, past the gums. Watch out, brainstem! Here it comes.
So where are the three survivors going?
We're rolling back to Miter.
Yeah, we're gonna travel back to Miter.
Dead buddies.
So, 18 hours later...
You did win in the end.
You dock back at
Miter. No, not really. The other three got out.
We can link up mesh-wise to Firewall on the shuttle or no?
No, not while you're on the shuttle. Okay. There's no mesh.
Right, okay. So we needed to get to the... Okay.
So right. We'll go to our bubble and then mesh up.
All right, so you dock back in Miter. Three of you float over to your bubble. Ed...
Get sick
again. Give me another check.
For what?
To see how sick you get from 0G. Just turn your hand.
49.
It doesn't know how to use his hand.
What is it? What am I rolling?
Your Twitter.
Your 0G sickness.
Listen, just take longer for the guy to roll off Ed's giant hand.
Zero G nausea. Just a straight will test. So, no. So, you rolled 49 out of what?
15.
All right, so you have 3 hours of uselessness.
Okay.
That sucks. I really wish I could have encountered the basilisk hack. And I'd be like, guys, everything's fine.
Come on back. This is a false alarm.
Yeah. I've got this great red liquid you should try drinking.
All right, so, Ed, you managed to get back to the hub, but you're just pretty much moaning uselessly. They strap you down again. You guys go into the simul space.
Yes.
Man in Black is waiting for you. So?
Well, I'd say screwing the pooch, put it lightly.
What happened?
We lost two guys.
Three of us came back. And we did figure out what happened.
They were infected by something.
How?
Well, we don't know.
Blood is the answer.
Through the blood.
I mean, my notes were still there on the
symbols. I see that they were infected by something. Do you know what it was?
Was it
the exurgent virus? Was it a programmed nanostrain?
Oh,
was it
the doc?
Some sort of other virus?
It was some sort of exurgent virus that caused massive aneurysms.
That doesn't quite sound like the exurgent virus.
They were scratching their faces.
Might have just been a nanoswarm.
So you don't know what it was?
No.
Well, we know where it's going, and we do plan to do further research on this.
How?
Well, we have to go to the other station.
What other station?
Boy, number...
Bo Nguyen.
Boy, number...
Bo Nguyen?
Yes.
What? The infection is traveling to Bo Nguyen.
Yes, we said that in the note.
That was said in the note.
And you came back to Miter?
Yes.
Well, we're getting new bodies.
We already lost two. We're going to lose more when we go to Bo Nguyen. We need reinforcements.
The man in black looks very distressed.
Didn't you read the note I said I said if there's firewall agents there, help them out.
I figured you would be contacting me from Vonuian. We don't have agents there. That's why you're in system.
All right, we'll get us 2 new agents and we'll go to Vonuian.
We can reinstantiate the ones that you lost, but according to your note, this thing left by the time you arrived at the station already, correct?
Yeah.
It was leaving at the time you were leaving Mitre.
Yes, so by the time we got there anyway.
Right, but it means that it now, whatever this is, has a 36-hour head start on you.
Yes.
Resleeve them and get over to Vonuian now. I'll see what I can find out. He disappears.
He seems pleasant.
We work well together, apparently.
Okay.
See what happens when James will learn here.
About resleeving next time. Okay, so we'll start this off. This is res points. I mean, we'll go into, unless you guys want to do the resleeving now.
We
might as well.
Well, I mean, that involves getting the, character sheet out and.
Let's see what we can get you, Ryan. How many credits do you have?
I have 21,950.
I'd help.
Well,
Ryan.
Let's bring this to a close first because they're not going to be letting anybody at home.
Probably.
Yes,
probably
they don't want to listen to us talk about Ryan's resleep.
I'd say let's do res and then we'll.
All right. So the way it works, I'm going to say you each get 2 to start.
Where does that go?
Res points.
Res points. They're your experience points.
Where?
That's an 8.
It's on the upper left on your sheet.
It doesn't even look.
Well, don't mark down 2 yet, because now you get to nominate each other for points.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you each get to nominate each other for 1. You guys really screwed the pooch on this one.
I nominate Ryan.
What a saying.
Why?
Yeah. Because he went out a hero.
All right, so you guys each get 1 nomination. So
without him, Chris could have been dead.
So Meyer and Ed are both nominating Ryan?
Ryan, I definitely would have taken the spaceship and left you guys there.
I second the nomination for Ryan.
All right, so that's 2 more points for Ryan.
All right, I nominate Chris because he role-played his character really well.
That's true. All right, so that's 3 for Chris total.
I nominate Ed for 2 reasons. 1, because he was able to at least acknowledge certain things about the bloodborne pathogen. And 2, he spoke like Odo the entire time.
All right, so that's 3 total for Ed.
All right, I think Chris. I have to give mine to Ryan. It was a good fight.
Okay, so that's 5 total for Ryan.
All right.
Okay, and that brings game 1 of You Can't Go Home to a close.
We can go home.
You guys can go home.
We showed you how to do that.
Yes, you just can't stay here.
All right,
All right, thanks, everybody.
Later.
Bye, everyone.